about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
All right, here we go. Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on.
Here we go.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I'd like to get everyone's first impressions. Who'd like to jump in? Anyone? How about you, Ramon?
It's just stupid.
Okay. Could you elaborate, Ramon? Stupid how? Please, be as specific as possible, Ramon.
What is the tone that you're using right now?
We need an update for when the movie comes out on DVD.
Kevin, you sweet boy, can you hear me?
You see the size of his hand? He's got a big melon.
It's a good thing it's the weekend.
What?
No, it's the weekend. Good thing.
What?
Good thing it's the weekend.
Oh, yeah. TGIF.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I mean, his head is in between my legs.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I respect you. I review wood.
Roll another one.
Oh, my goodness. You
passed. Just like the other one.
I seriously almost passed out. You're such a
jerk. This one seems to be about to quit.
This is just totally, more than my mind.
I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
I want nothing from you in my throat. Thank you.
Roll another one.
Boston.
Pancake.
Just like the other one.
I think it's just straight out bitching.
This one seems to be about to.
You're talking out of your ass, dummy.
I don't have.
I've never been this high in my goddamn life.
Cincinnati, bow tie.
Just pass it around.
Take me to pleasure town.
But don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Phoenix, Arizona, hello.
I just pass it on down.
And now.
You guys are the best. Even though some of you are pretty thin, I think that you all have fat hearts, and that's what matters.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday, the 29th of May.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. That was a little strong.
Why?
Anyone else in the room feel like that was strong?
It was an aggressive yes.
It was aggressive.
We get it, Bean. It is.
I'm very upset that last weekend was Memorial Day weekend, yet this is the last weekend of May. That's very upsetting to me, because my whole life, I feel like the last weekend of May was Memorial Day. But this year, it didn't work out that way.
Yeah, I sort of thought that, too. And then somebody explained it to me, and I was like, all right.
Yeah, because it
but
has.
But you're not like, all right.
No, it's upsetting. Although, it's technically correct on the calendar, because what's the deal? It's the last Monday of May, right? So this coming Monday is a June, right?
Okay.
So
yes.
That's why Memorial Day weekend was last weekend. But wasn't it very upsetting to you guys?
It didn't make me happy
because
I
early.
Feel like it's the official kickoff. You're ready. I feel like we're not kicking it off until this weekend.
Right.
But it's not a 3-day.
Right.
That's why I say Monday, none of us come in.
I like it.
Oh, we make our own Memorial Day.
Yeah. I like it.
This would be like if they all of a sudden just announced, hey, guys, Christmas this year is going to be on the 18th.
Oh.
You know, it'd just be, yeah. What?
Well, I mean, you know, Christmas is a little different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I just saw you guys like 6 hours ago.
Yeah.
Let's talk about mother effing you two at the Roxy. Let's talk about that.
That was pretty cool.
Chip, that was the first time you ever saw you two.
Yeah, first time I've ever seen you two live.
You think they got potential? You think they're a decent club band?
Dude, it was amazing.
Could you see them from where you were?
Me and Allie found a step.
We sure did.
Me, her, Casey, and Andrew Siciliano.
Oh,
we
wow.
Found,
and
like,
Christine. And Christine.
Here.
It was all the 5'2 to Andrew's about 5'4.
Yeah.
5'2 to 5'4 kids.
Wow.
It felt good.
Look, I know they're the biggest band in the world, and I know that was the point of doing the thing at the Roxy because it was so cool. But I watched them last night, and I thought, they're one of the best bands in the world.
Yeah.
They're not just the biggest. They're also great. You know what I mean? You kind of forget that. I mean, anyone who's going to see U2 at the Forum this week won't forget that. It'll be in their face. But you see them up close like that. You see how hard they work and how musically gifted they are. And what an unbelievable showman Bono is.
Yeah, their live show is amazing.
It is.
Most bands try their best to sound as good as the CD. Those guys take a song that maybe you go, oh, it's good. It's not my favorite. And then they do it live and you go, okay, I love that song.
Yeah.
They just make it so much better.
And by the way, I know a lot of hardcore U2 fans did everything they could. You know, we talked to people who called K-Rock 600 times this week to get tickets. I hope some of those people were up front because Bono lived in the audience last night.
Yeah.
Did you see how many times he was – I mean, he crowd surfed briefly.
During Vertigo.
Yes.
I was in shock. I was actually petrified.
When he crowd surfed, he was halfway to the back. Very small room.
What was the deal with the girl during Beautiful Day that he just hugged and just held on to for the most of the song? And what must have been going through her mind? Like, I know I came to a U2 show and I got here early and I'm up front, but Bono is basically on my shoulders right now.
Yeah, that was pretty weird.
He was touching her,
went
fly and put her arms up. It was like a Titanic moment.
I think
so
he almost
jealous.
Got her pregnant.
I don't. Yeah. I don't
they
think
definitely
it was.
Did it.
I don't think it was quite that.
Yeah,
close
during the show
far.
They were. Yeah.
They were. I don't think so.
Allie, who did you see that you knew at the show last night? Let's name drop, guys.
I saw Chip.
Mm-hmm. It's a big name.
But you have to remember that pretty short.
That's true.
When we first got there, we saw Kevin Smith, who was Ralph State, which was delightful. And I went up and I said, oh, my God, do you know Ralph Garman? He's like, oh, get out of here, you two.
He told you two to get out of here?
Which I thought was odd.
That's ridiculous.
Like, we came to see them. I didn't see anyone until I saw pictures on Instagram. And I was like, well, there's Courtney Love.
Yeah. I didn't see Courtney either.
No. Nope.
Danny DeVito was there. He should have been sitting in the short section.
He should have been with us.
Right. Yeah. Sean Penn was there. No Charlize, but Sean was there.
Huh.
It's so funny because I heard people talking about this afterwards, and I thought to myself, I may be the wrong guy to go to for this because I saw zero people.
Yeah.
Our friend Tom Morello was there.
Love Tom Morello.
Me too. The strangest celebrity sighting for me, and again, this is Bean speaking, and I never see anyone anywhere ever, so it just kind of – when I do see people, it kind of blows my mind a little bit, was Jack Nicholson.
Really?
Yes. Now, I know that he –
That makes sense, the Adler connection.
Right, because he's best friends with Lou Adler. That's the guy he sits with at all the Lakers games and stuff, and Lou owns the club, or is one of the owners of the club. So he was there, and I thought, why – does Jack Nicholson – doesn't he seem like a guy who – like you two wouldn't mean anything to
him? Wouldn't impress him.
Yeah. Huh.
Well, I don't know, because they have quite a history. I mean, he's
– He was old when they started.
Right.
I hear that.
Surprise. But you're coming to it from a standpoint of, I wouldn't leave my house if I don't have to.
Right, yeah.
Maybe Jack has a little different
plan. Maybe he likes going out and finding a girl for the night or
occasionally,
something.
Occasionally,
you know,
sure.
I would imagine.
Or a couple.
Randy – is it Randy Gerber? Is that Cindy Crawford's husband?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was there.
Mm. Wow,
he was standing next to Kevin, by the way.
What?
The whole night. He was standing next to Kevin.
Actually, now that you say that, I have no idea what he looks like either.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, we'll bring it up.
All right.
Anyway, but it was about you two, and the Roxy's a great place, and Bono was so impressed with how great the sound was there. He said, well, and you'll hear this. We have the interview later on this morning. He told us, he said, you know, I don't like doing clubs. I'm glad to be out. I'm glad I don't have to do clubs anymore. But, man, this is awesome, and it sounds great, and I had a great time. So I think it was a win for everyone.
It was pretty cool.
A lot of fun.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, you two on the show today, though. We're looking forward to playing that back.
Plus, we have more tickets for you to see with the Roxy. He's going to do a contest.
Shall we give away some right now?
I'm going to whistle.
People who want to see him last night?
We do have the interview with them from backstage after the show on the program today. We have the movie beat because it's Friday.
Sure.
We have bad office etiquette. Now, we found out. Oh, by the way, I did see the guys in No Doubt.
I
saw the guys in No Doubt.
I didn't see them. Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why I just thought of that. Bad office etiquette. There's a person at this radio station who, at work, clips his toenails.
Yay! No, kids.
That's a thing.
That's not a thing.
No, it is a thing. Shouldn't be.
Why hasn't that person been called out?
Well, that's what we're doing today.
Okay.
I think that's what we're doing. It's an intervention.
All right, good.
And we also have from the movie San Andreas, Alexandria Daddario. I'm very... very worried that Bean is in studio. Because most of the time we can minimize the creepy factor by distance.
You? How dare you?
And it's going to be very difficult today.
If you don't recognize the name, she's the breasts that you can't get out of your mind on top of Woody Harrelson in True Detective. That's Alexandra Daddario.
She's a woman that has breasts. press?
Technically, yeah. She carries them around, yeah.
Okay. This is not going to go. I'm very upset about this.
Creepy alert, creepy alert, creepy alert, creepy alert.
We will take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat now. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:53.
Ralph Garman, great to see you last night, sir.
Yeah, it was a good time last night.
Wasn't it, though?
It was one of the best musical experiences of my life. Really, without a doubt. It was amazing.
Yeah. You felt very lucky to be there and watching them.
It was kind of historic. Yep. You felt like, okay, this is something that I'll remember always, forever.
This is a thing. Exactly. Well, it is a Friday morning. It is 5:53. It's time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Speaking of Bono, he's a good dude.
Yep.
You keep talking about all the people he keeps bringing up on stage. Bean was mentioning the amazingly hot blonde he was molesting last night. The Roxy was pretty spectacular.
I don't think there was any molesting.
Tons of molesting going on.
It was a good choice, I thought. Not sure.
She was lovely. I don't know if you heard about it or not, but recently at the Forum on Wednesday night, Bono spotted a Bono impersonator in the audience. Joe Heyer is his name. And Bono grabbed him by the hand and pulled him up on stage. And Bono allowed him to share the microphone with him, and they did Sweetest Thing together. Guys in a tribute band called Hollywood U2. Not only looks like Bono, but sounds like him, too. And the two of them traded back and forth, performed together. But anyway, why wasn't he there last night? That's the guy I want to see. I don't want to see the real Bono. I want to see Joe Heyer.
Ralph, I'd be happy to know that we spoke about that with U2. We interviewed them after the show. We have that at 7 o'clock this morning. And The Edge told us that he played the song better than they did? Is that what he said?
He sang parts that they had forgotten were part of that song.
Yes, that's what it was, yeah.
That's awesome.
He said, because we're kind of lazy. He said, we're just kind of muddling our way through it. But this guy has played it just like the record. He said it was amazing how good he was.
Are you talking about the guitar guy they brought up?
No. This is the Joe Heyer. This is the Bono impersonator, yeah. Yeah, the guitar guy. That was another thing. They're having some fun on this tour.
Sad news. If these two couldn't make it, who can? Chris Soules, better known as Prince Farming from The Bachelor. He and the lovely Whitney Bischoff apparently no longer set to wed.
Wait, I thought they narrowed everything down and found love.
They did find love, Kevin.
Who was there for the wrong reasons?
They were both there for the right reasons.
Dang it.
But here's the thing. One of them was a fertility nurse in Chicago with a successful career. The other guy lived in Iowa.
Yeah, that was a problem from the very beginning.
Well, we knew they were going to have trouble finding the kind of girl who wants to go on The Bachelor who also wants to live in Iowa.
Yeah.
Those are two different kinds of people.
Actually, the real problem, according to Whitney, is that once the show took off and he became a dreamboat to many ladies in America.
And went on Dancing with the Stars and became a celebrity.
His ego has grown out of control, in her words. That he is no longer the same humble guy she fell in love with during the process of The Bachelor. He hired a publicist and a manager, and she said that's not what she signed up for. So he changed, man. Fame changes people.
Yeah,
she has two vaginas.
And she has two vaginas also.
That too.
Hey, speaking of which, Pussy Galore was a character in Ian Fleming, James Bond novel and film, of course, of the same name, Goldfinger. And now Fleming's estate, Ian Fleming, the creator of James Bond, they're bringing the character back. She will be featured in a brand new novel called Trigger Mortis. See what they did there? It's Trigger Mortis. It's a spoof of Rigor Mortis.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a Bond novel. And Pussy Galore will be running an organized crime ring in the United States. And Bond will face off with her once again.
Forgive my ignorance, Ralph, but
I tried. I just can't.
Have they been continuing with a new author writing the James Bond novels throughout the years?
For years, there's been an ongoing series of Bond novels. Yeah,
it's weird with a lot
John
of those.
John Gardner started it, and then there was several other authors who took over.
A lot of those movie franchises, like, you can't believe how many Star Wars books there are. Those same characters that they write new stories about that have nothing to do with the films. I mean, that's a big business for a lot of those.
A ton of Bond books.
Interesting.
They started writing them, I guess, back in the 80s is when they revived the literary side of the
game. You ever read any of them? I know you're a Bond fanatic.
I read the first couple by John Gardner. He did real good work with him. And because of the success of the films, they read much more like the character we know than even Fleming's books do.
Right.
You know, Fleming had a very specific voice, and that character was very different in the novels than he was in the movies. But subsequently, because the authors were influenced by the films, you get a Bond that you're a little bit more familiar
with. Could
they
make movies out of those novels if they wanted?
Yes, in fact, they have. They've used the premise for a couple of John Gardner's books
in
the feature films.
See, I learned a little something today, guys. This is educational and entertaining.
Yeah.
But what about that last weekend in May, though? Are you still upset?
Yes. Right. Thank you for bringing that up.
Star-studded evening last night at the Roxy. Just every celebrity in the world was there.
Pretty sure I saw
Courtney
none
Love
of
kept
them.
Pushing me.
Did she? Really?
Yeah, kept pushing me. Couldn't get close enough, I guess, so she had to keep pushing me.
She looked great last night, by the way.
Judd Apatow was there right behind us.
Nice.
Kate Hudson and Derek Hoff from Dancing with the Stars.
Rodney on the Rock was
there. A couple.
Oh,
Rodney on the Rock was, yeah. Kate Hudson and Derek Hoff are a couple. Did you know that?
No.
Yes.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Sean Penn was there.
Yes.
I was busy craning my neck most of the night looking for Charlize. She never showed.
Yeah. That's the right thing to do, though.
I think she knew I was bringing my wife.
Did she?
It's awkward.
It is a little bit awkward.
It's nice of her.
Yeah.
As well.
Aaron Paul could not have been nicer.
Nicest guy in the world.
Nicest guy on the planet.
Yep.
From Breaking Bad, of course.
Richard Blade was there.
Where's Raimondo? The only one saw the Blade. I didn't say Raimondo.
I think Raimondo moved away.
Oh. So did Richard Blade, didn't he?
No, he lives here.
Oh, does he?
Dick Poop was not there.
I thought
he did. He moved away and then he came back.
He might have a shack on a beach somewhere.
He did, yeah.
And
he's back.
Sells pina coladas out of a canteen.
Now he's back playing proms.
Isn't he one of those guys who carries you down on the beach when the sand is too hot for you to walk in?
I don't think
you hop on his back and he runs you down to the surf?
I think he was teaching people to scuba dive.
Oh, that's what he told you.
I think.
Natalie Portman. Natalie Portman's bitching.
Yes, she is.
Boo hoo hoo. Not bitching like, dude, that's so bitching.
Oh, okay.
Like bitching about something.
Oh, like a woman does?
Yeah. She was talking to the graduating school at Harvard, talking about her time there at the school. You know, she went to Harvard. She graduated from there.
Of course she did.
She said...
Hey, I love her, man. Take it easy.
When she was at Harvard, she had a very difficult time. She didn't feel she was smart enough to be there as a freshman back in 1999. She said, I struggled through some dark times. I would cry during meetings with professors and could barely get myself out of bed in the morning. Geez, if you only had another career to fall back on, Natalie Portman.
This is a hell of an inspirational commencement address.
But she pulled through, Bean.
Oh, did she?
She told the crowd, you can never be the best, just the best at developing your own self. Yeah.
And she cried up some more.
She's very upset.
You can grow up and be in bad Star Wars movies if you really work hard.
How dare you.
You know who my commencement speaker was?
Tell me.
Bill Cosby.
Hey,
really?
Wow.
Yeah.
He probably likes to go to a lot of colleges where
right?
young women are graduating.
Right?
Did he offer you a cappuccino after
the
ceremony?
He did not.
Does that hurt your feelings a little?
Kind of.
Yeah.
And while we're talking about people I don't really feel sorry for, Mariah Carey is now talking about her time as a judge on American Idol, saying that she would never go back to the show. Working on the show was, wait for it, pure hell. Well, a lot of people do equate being on American Idol with serving time in the armed forces, being in the S.
And weren't they making like $12 to $15 million a year for doing that?
Okay, wait for the end of the story.
I'm sorry, Ralph.
She called it boring and fake, the show. Said her feud with Nicki Minaj, she felt was a product of the producers trying to pit two females against each other. And that wasn't cool. She doesn't believe that the producers had any intentions of us having a good experience through that show. It was pure hell, for which she was paid $18 million.
Well, in her defense, guys, she did have to work 2 days a week.
Yes, and she did have to give out golden tickets.
Right.
You could get a paper cut. Oh, it would sting for days.
She had to sit in a chair and listen to people sing, you guys. What don't you understand about it was hell?
I can't imagine. Hope she gets some treatment.
She's been a diva from way back, right?
Yes.
Yes. That's a wrap on her.
Yeah. I think she's America's number one current diva, I think.
You think you're right?
Bean has a list for everything.
Number one at the current diva list. Today's celebrity birthdays. Danny Elfman is 62 years old today. One of the best composers working in film today. Annette Bening, 57 years old. Actor Rupert Everett, or a guy who claims to be Rupert Everett. Is 56 years old. Actor Adrian Paul is 56. Melissa Etheridge is 54. Noel Gallagher, the band Oasis, turns 48 years old today. Comedian Daniel Tosh is 40. And actress Laverne Cox celebrates 31 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
7 o'clock this morning, our backstage interview with the members of U2 from their show at the Roxy last night. That should be fun. First, though, Friday morning, time for the movie beat.
In a world. Someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Welcome Kevin, to my microphone is on.
I can hear you even when you're whispering.
What are you guys doing?
Like to know what Kevin's doing.
That did not occur to me. That was a little tight. I kind of stepped on you speaking
Kevin's
with the intro.
Rush. Kevin's going to Vegas today.
Yeah, I am.
Oh. So the whole show has to be just
accelerated.
38% faster
let's
than
pick
usual.
It up.
He's got a 45 RPM record on the turntable, but he's got it set at 78.
Hey, does anyone think it's a good idea for Kevin to have been at the U2 Roxy show last night, to be in Las Vegas tonight and tomorrow night, and then go see U2 on Sunday night at the Forum also?
I think it's the best Kevin. Idea.
What is he going to be like on Monday morning?
That's Look,
the
here's
best
the thing.
Weekend ever.
When you're as sharp as Kevin, you can afford to lose.
Thank you, Ralph.
You can shave off about 40% of your game because, look, your 60% is still better than most people's 100%.
That's true. He doesn't need it all. Thank you, Ralph.
What's Monday going to be like?
Exactly.
Awesome.
Whatever time Kevin gets here, that's when it starts getting fun.
Let's talk about the movies and the Cineplexes this weekend. A couple big films, a couple in limited release, starting with Results. This seems to be, from what I've seen in the trailer, a very funny, very quirky comedy with a lot of great actors in it. It's a story of a couple personal trainers. Guy Pearce plays a guy who started his own sort of health and fitness empire. Kobe Smulders is his girlfriend / trainer that works for him. And Kevin Corrigan, who I love. If you don't know the name, look the guy up on a search engine. Don't ask Kevin to do it for you. But look up Kevin Corrigan, and you will see he's one of my favorite character actors. He plays a very wealthy guy who hires Kobe Smulders to be his trainer, but in reality just wants to kind of hire her to be his girlfriend. Giovanni Ribisi plays Kevin's friend. Funny cast. Really interesting, different, unexpected kind of comedy. It's directed by a guy named Andrew Bajalski. Here is some clips from the trailer of the movie Results.
What can we do for you?
I want to be able to take a punch.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course.
Clients love me. And if they're cool, I'm their best friend.
The guy was weird, okay? He just gave off a weird vibe.
You want to date me? For $100 an hour? You have got to be the worst rich guy ever.
It's not making me any less attracted to you.
Did I have a shot with you?
The short answer is no.
What's the long answer?
No.
It's in limited release, but I think it might be worth searching out. It's called Results. Another movie in limited release. I'm sure it's going to open wider because it comes from director-writer Cameron Crowe, who gave you such films as Almost Famous and Jerry Maguire. It is a romantic comedy starring Bradley Cooper as a military contractor who returns to Hawaii, the site of his greatest career triumph and also his biggest romance. And he's got to deal with reconnecting with his old flame, played by Rachel McAdams, and deal with his new potential romance of Emma Stone. You know how it is when you're Bradley Cooper and you have to decide between Rachel McAdams and Emma Stone?
Mm-hmm.
Alec Baldwin also stars. Bill Murray also stars in this film. A great cast, and Cameron Crowe always delivers. Here's a scene between Bradley Cooper and Rachel McAdams trying to talk through why they broke up all those years ago.
You said if you don't show up on this vacation, then that's it.
Because you're a workaholic who creates work to avoid real work.
Yeah, well, I'm still working on that. But to me, you see, a vacation can't be an ultimatum. How can you relax on an ultimatum vacation? The whole concept is stressful.
You just had to show up. I was just looking for a gesture. It didn't have to be bold. Just something. I just wanted you to show up. I really loved you.
Cameron Crowe knows how to do those films.
Yeah, he does.
And, of course, Kevin's movie of the weekend, San Andreas. San Andreas opens up this weekend. Dwayne Johnson, Carla Gugino, Alexandra Daddario, Colton Haynes also stars. This is the story of a fictional earthquake. Kevin says it could never happen. California doesn't get earthquakes and we're all good. Dwayne Johnson plays a rescue chopper pilot who, luckily enough, his daughter needs rescuing. And that's what he does. He's got a special set of skills. And it helps out.
He sounds like the right man for the job, right?
And, you know, if you need one dad in an earthquake, you hope he is a rescue helicopter pilot. Paul Giamatti plays the voice of science in this film. And here's a scene where he finds out that the San Andreas fault line has been activated.
No. Under the table. Drop cover and hold on. Go to
foot. The Richter just jumped from 6.5 to 8.5.
What does that mean?
Powers of 10. So it's 100 times stronger now. Don't worry. Caltech is probably the safest place to be right now.
Professor, it looks like the whole San Andreas fault line is being activated. And it's heading towards San Francisco.
Tonight.
So many louds.
It's a lot of louds.
It does look pretty loud.
It's incense around.
Can't wait.
This is going to be the movie of the weekend by far, and I hope everyone enjoys it. Let me know how it is. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk this show. What was this? Movie beat, right?
That's right.
Yeah, the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
What time is Alexandra Daddario being on the show?
Later.
When is she? Why aren't we talking to her?
Just saying. It's going to be rough.
North Adams, Massachusetts. Allie, that's your neck of the woods. Where is that? Is that near Boston?
No.
Okay. Where?
I mean, she doesn't know.
No, I have no idea. Where.
It's in northwestern Massachusetts. They were in the news a few days ago. The police department there posted on their Facebook that a man was arrested who was chasing a bear through the woods. The man was carrying a hatchet. He was going after a bear.
And he... He may have had a drink or two.
He may have been inebriated, yes. We certainly don't need anyone going all Davy Crockett chasing it through the woods drunk with a dull hatchet, the police said. It's just a bad idea. It's not going to end well. So I think what we're hearing from the popo here is that bear plus man equals bear.
Right.
I think that's the takeaway here.
But the guy had a hatchet.
A dull hatchet.
It was dull. They did point that out. Like a sharp one would make it so much better.
Right.
And by the way, who wants more details? I want more details. Why was he chasing this bear? Was he fighting back because a bear came out of the woods and started to come toward him? Was he trying to protect himself? Or did he go out into the woods looking to hunt bears? I don't know. The police say it's just a bad idea. It's not going to end well. It will, however, certainly end you up in jail, which it did. I've been in the police department for 33 years, and I've never seen anything like this before. Who do we have on the phone? Dave was going to line somebody up.
We have the dude.
Oh, we have the Hatchet Man?
Danny Mulligan, Hatchet Man.
Danny, welcome to the Kevin Avine Show.
It's a good series.
How are you?
How you doing?
We're good.
Well, we're fine. What can you tell us about this night in North Adams?
I don't like bears.
Right. But
okay,
why?
Okay, see ya.
But how did you find yourself next to a bear? Where did you go out looking
how
for them?
How did the bear find himself next to me?
Okay, that's our question. Did the bear... like come toward you, like you were fighting back, you were trying to save yourself. That's what
I was having a few beers with some friends,
uh-huh.
And out of nowhere, this bear shows up.
Okay,
uninvited, mind you.
Uh-huh.
And I took it the wrong way.
So you were personally offended that he was getting into your personal.
He had no goddamn business being there with us.
All right.
Okay. So I said, "Get away, bear."
Okay.
And he's like, "Bleh." I'm like, "I'll show you, bear." So I pick up my trusty dull hatchet.
You have a trusty dull hatchet.
That's right. I always keep it by for emergencies.
Okay.
And then I go say to the bear, I say, now who's the bear? Bear?
Right. Still, well, still the bear.
Wasn't it still the bear, though?
You're missing the point of the story.
Okay, sorry.
And so the bear's staring at me, and I go, okay, it's on then, you and me.
Okay.
All right, so you're throwing down now. It's man versus beast.
Right. So I pick up my trusty dull hatchet.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing, he turns tail and he starts to run. I said, you're not getting away from me that easily.
Okay, that's the point in the story where you do something different from what most of us would do, which is, hey, danger averted, bear's back in the woods. I can go back right to my beer and watching the Red Sox.
That's the difference between you and me, between a man and a boy.
Okay, all right.
And I don't take no guff from nobody, no bear.
Okay, but you know he wasn't personally trying to insult you. He's just an animal who is probably...
You weren't there. Right. You don't know.
But that's... a bear doesn't
I'm
have anything...
I'm telling you, the attitude from this bear was unbelievable.
I'm sure he's just looking for food.
He's giving me the stink eye. Looking at me like, I'm a salmon? F you, bear.
All right, so you chase him into the woods with your trusty dull hatchet. What happens next, Denny?
Next thing I know... The local police authorities are saying to me, hey, you can't do that. I'm like, hey, I'm defending my beers. This is America. And so now I'm arrested because of the bear?
Right.
Well, you're goddamn Obama.
What are you talking about?
Right?
That's a good
Who's
point.
With me?
That's a good point.
What did the president have to do with any of this?
I don't know, but you look a little deep. You'll find it. you're a journalist.
Not really.
No. So did you?
Oh,
hey,
wow.
Danny, what's happening?
Bam! What did I tell you already?
Oh, it's back.
Oh my God! What do I got? Something around me?
Oh, oh no!
Is that a
Danny,
I don't like the sound of this.
Uh huh.
Is that your trusty dull chainsaw?
That's my trusty dull chainsaw I keep by just in case. Because you never know when a bear will show up.
Why is everything that you have dull?
Was a bear. Okay. Just a big bear. But I was bigger and he ran like a coward up a tree.
Uh-oh.
I don't bring all your friends. I don't care.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. Denny, get out of there.
That's a drill.
What was that?
That was a drill I had.
A dull drill?
A dull bit drill. The trusty dull bit drill I keep around in case of bears.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to fence with the bear.
You have a dull sword?
That's a dull FBA I had. Just in case the bear comes with a sword, then we're going to duel.
Okay, there's a possibility of that. Sure.
Hey, man. What? You don't take go away for a lesson. What?
Okay. Oh, man.
That's my trusty ray gun.
You have a ray gun?
I do. I have a laser ray gun from space.
Is the laser dull?
It's a dull laser.
You carry a lot of stuff around, Denny.
Hey, bear. Now I'm going to give you this.
Oh.
That was my dull butthole.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 7 minutes till 7.
That U2 interview again coming up right after the top of the hour. Ralph is here first with the Showbiz Beat on a Friday. Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning, boys and girls. I can imagine how heartbroken you all are this morning. Probably got the crushing news early.
Crushing news?
Yeah. About Chris Soules and Whitney Bischoff breaking up. Of course, Chris Soules, better known as Prince Farming, was the Bachelor last season, and Whitney Bischoff was his betrothed. He gave her a Neil Lane diamond ring. That means you're supposed to get married.
Hmm.
That's commitment.
So it didn't work out?
No.
Apparently. I thought they went on the show to find true love.
They did, but apparently she is returning to her job as a fertility nurse in Chicago. Insiders say that Chris Soules, salt of the earth farmer from Iowa, his ego has run amok.
Uh-oh.
Grown out of control, say sources close to the production. Word is he's angling for a career as a TV host and has hired a publicist and a manager. He's not the unassuming farmer that she fell in love with now. No, he's not anymore.
He was doing it for all the wrong reasons,
She
Ralph.
Was there for all the right reasons.
Right.
He was supposed to be there for all the right reasons, but turns out he was there for all the wrong reasons.
That hurts.
Who saw this coming?
No one.
He sure made it sound on that show like farming was his life and that's all he cared about was his, you know, mm-hmm. making a living off the land.
That's how he sucks you in.
Mm-hmm. That's how they get you. Right, ladies? Mm-hmm. Two circles and a snap. Who's with me, girls? Men, right? Hello?
Yep. Men.
Here's this is good news. I think the tide is turning. I think our side is starting to win.
Really?
Yeah. Did you hear about last Wednesday's Clippers-Warriors game?
Which part
Not
of it?
Not Warriors. Clippers.
No, you're talking
Houston.
About Houston.
Houston.
Golden State.
Right.
Is this Kanye?
No, he's Kanye. Said, yeah. Oh. Yeah. Last Wednesday, the Warriors-Houston game. Up on the Jumbotron comes Kanye West. And what happens when the entire crowd collectively boos his face.
Oh, man.
Boo!
This happened to Khloe Kardashian, Kendall Jenner just a few weeks ago. Everywhere they go. Look, the Kylie and Chlamydia, they were there at the Billboard Music Awards. That's a room full of douchebags, and they were booing them on stage.
But yeah. If you're Kanye, who's busy telling people how much of a genius he is, how does he handle that? It's got to go. It's got to be driving him crazy.
For the first time ever, he must have like a sour look on his face. That usual goofy grin he always carries around is probably gone now. He probably looks all sullen and miserable.
He hasn't smiled in 4 years.
He shrugged is what he did, by the way. He just shrugged.
Like Atlas. Right?
Boom.
Right? Wow. Are you with me?
Because baby, I'm awesome.
He is awesome.
It's true.
Awesome.
Right.
It's also awesome.
I'm also awesome.
You just said that.
Also.
Also.
Right.
I'm also awesome.
You're also awesome.
Right.
Y'all know.
Y'all know.
Rap the new rock and roll. We the real rock stars, and I'm the biggest of all of them.
Okay, Kanye.
Let me tell you something about rock stars. Saw one last night, Kanye. Yeah. Very different from you. Is Bono the biggest rock star in the world?
Yes.
I mean, I would guess. I mean, he would have to.
The argument would be Mick Jagger would be in competition. But
I guess Jagger wins because he's been around for 80 years.
And is still...
And still delivers.
Phenomenal.
Right,
yeah.
By all accounts. He trains neck and neck. Like an Olympic athlete, they say about Jagger. Doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, doesn't do drugs. Every day, 5 to 10 miles running on the road.
Wow.
Weights, nutritionist. They say he works like an Olympic athlete at his job.
And he's 72 years old and is out there doing 2.5 hour shows every
and
night.
And doesn't sit down for a minute, just crushes it. Yeah. So maybe you got to give it to Jagger, but boy, Bono's right up there.
I think those are the two.
Are the Stones putting out relevant music today?
Not really. So they haven't put out a new album in a lot of years.
Yeah, they're still living off their catalog. But look, in terms of like performance, frontman, live show, you got to put Jagger in the conversation.
Yeah, sure.
I agree.
But boy, last night, Bono, I came out and I said to my wife, I said, I feel like I went to church. It was almost like a revival meeting. He is just a preacher up there.
And,
crazy.
And I'm with Kevin that he gets extra points for still being relevant, still putting out new music. That's great, too. You know?
I mean,
it's incredible.
And he gets points for crowd surfing with a shoulder that's in pieces.
That's true.
Did anyone else get nervous last night?
Yes.
Every time he leaned into the crowd.
Every
time his arm's going to snap off. Don't touch that arm.
Every time he stood up on that riser or whatever it was to be in front of the crowd.
We've been through too much the past couple months with you guys. Everyone just wrap yourselves in bubble wrap and just play. It's very disturbing.
You okay, Bono?
What's going to happen now?
Yes. Okay. And, boy, this Fuller House just keeps getting a fuller, huh?
I don't know what happened.
Bob Saget now is confirmed to be in the cast. And Lori Loughlin is just added to the cast. She, of course, was Becky on that show. So it's loading up, right? Who's
she
with
was,
me?
She was so hot on that show.
Lori Loughlin, yeah.
Wasn't
absolutely.
She? Adorbs.
Oh.
Right, Allie? Adorbs.
I forbid you to talk like a 13-year-old girl. I forbid it. It is for you are forbode.
I don't think he can do any different.
It's
the
stop worst
saying
thing
adorbs,
ever.
Daddy likey.
Oh man!
Look at Jim shaking her head over there.
It's repulsive. While we're talking about music and concerts, a lot of people got fooled. A lot of people got fooled by a stunt, unforgivable. A few concert websites had a listing that Steven Tyler of Aerosmith was doing a concert at Windsor Farms at 10 a.m. on a Saturday morning. Windsor Farms is a strawberry patch.
Okay.
Basically. The owner of the farm said he knew nothing about this until he started getting calls about tickets. It was all bogus, and someone had just trolled the internet with this information. No one knows why. But the West Windsor Police Department had to get involved.
How sad for Steven Tyler that people believed he'd be at a strawberry patch at 10 a.m.
That's right.
That's sad.
Awesome. Those people that bought it, those are the people that I worry about. Hey, I need tickets.
I want to go see Steven Tyler pick strawberries in New Jersey. How do I get those tickets?
Chemo, camo, stare, mahi, maho, marum, stick a pump, a nickel, soup, bang, nip, pat, carlomach, cameo.
Right.
He still got
Steven.
It.
West Windsor Police Department put the following message on its Facebook page. I think Bean worked for the West Windsor Police Department, by the way. He must. Here's the quote from their Facebook page. Several websites have purported that Steven Tyler would be performing at Windsor Farms on the 30th of May, 2015. This is completely false, and we are posting an advisory so thousands of disappointed fans do not make their way into this area. This is not true. Please pass along this information so people don't walk this way and end up crying.
Wow. That's the police statement?
We have to put the West Windsor Police Department in the file.
I love them.
The police are going in the file.
Wow.
I approve this message.
Yes, you do.
I mean, I know people have sweet emotion for Aerosmith.
Oh,
do you think,
really, come on.
That they would fall for the fact that he's going to be playing on a strawberry farm?
Yeah, if you think he's going to be their dream on.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Danny Elfman is 62 years old today. Annette Bening's 57. Rupert Everett, 56. Adrian Paul, very talented. Yummy actor. He's yummy.
Is he?
Yeah, he was the Highlander. 56 years old. Melissa Etheridge is 54. Noel Gallagher is 48. Daniel Tosh is 40. Pelle Almqvist
from the
singer for the Hives.
Oh, wow. How about that?
37 years old. He said something remotely Nordic to Bean in his ears.
I just got excited.
How about that? It was way too much.
I don't know who Pelle is, but I like him.
One of my Scandinavian brothers.
You're not from anywhere around there.
You have an actual brother who doesn't really like you.
That's true.
Stop making up brothers.
Haven't talked to him this year, by the way. I was just thinking about that yesterday.
You haven't talked to your brother the whole year?
This year yet. Yeah, I was thinking. I thought
we're already approaching summer.
I know. I was thinking, you know, he might have called around the Hall of Fame or something just to check in, say hi.
Listen to me. Listen. Look at me. He doesn't like you.
Remember when your dad and your brother got together and they disinvited you?
I do remember that. Yeah. Yeah, Allie, my brother was visiting my father who lives in Las Vegas, uh-huh. and I thought, you know what would be super cool is if I went down there for the weekend, we could all hang out. So I called my dad and I said, Chief, I'm going to come down and hang out with you and John. And he said, you know what, probably better if you don't. We're pretty fooled up. We got a lot of things planned, schedules, sort of things.
We have plans.
That
you don't involve you.
Your brother.
So he shined me off pretty well.
Awesome.
See, Chip, you can't feel bad. It's a family tradition. That's what they do. They just they disinvite the ones they love. It's probably a compliment that Bean canceled your trip.
Okay, I feel good now.
Yeah, you feel better? I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You too?
Dude.
On the world famous
K-Rock. How great was that song last night at the Roxy?
Fantastic.
How great was that? That's from their latest record. You too played the Roxy last night. K-Rock only show. We've been talking about it all day. We also had a chance to go backstage at the Roxy and interview the boys. Here's some of that.
I'm not positive that the way to start an interview is to start yelling at one of the members.
What are you talking about?
But that's the direction Bean took.
One, two, check. You
hey,
like
we're
it?
Professionals trying to do a radio show here, Edge. So seriously. Know your place, dude. We are backstage.
I really didn't want to make the technical people feel
don't
bad.
Use the
there,
word check with the Edge.
Just, you know,
there he pushes
is,
it away at every dinner.
There's a little bit of Welsh, the frugal there.
You know those guys that at every venue, if you've ever been there, they go, one, two, check, one, check, two. Check, one, two, one, two. It's a special class you take to be able to do that properly.
Now we know.
And it's a two, two, one, two, one, two.
Is there an uno, dos, tres, catorce class? Is that a class that is taught, or did that die out with
class
you?
You didn't go to.
Right.
Is it true that K-Rock started off like a Latin station, Spanish station.
That is not true.
That's not true.
That is not
I think
true.
So.
It's one of those. By the way, did we start out as a country band?
I work there. That is true. But it did
you
have.
You don't. You work in Seattle. You mail it there.
Busted. It did have incarnations before it became the world famous K-Rock that we know and love. I mean, there was a time where it was playing pop music in the 70s, you know?
And you don't think it was playing Spanish?
I don't,
songs?
No. Okay. We were your Olivia Newton-John station, Bono. That's what we were at. That's where we were at. All right. So,
okay.
All right. We are backstage at the Roxy, one of Los Angeles' most legendary venues. Is this the first time you two has ever played the Roxy?
Yep.
And how was it for you? It was good for us.
I was into it. Were you into it, Bono?
I have a kind of feeling. I couldn't wait to get out of clubs, to be honest with you. I always found that the bands that sort of glorified and, you know, romanticized the clubs were bands that didn't have to go up and down motorways and freeways playing them, you know. So I will be honest with you. I wasn't sure that I was going to love it. And then today came in to soundcheck, and I don't remember clubs being this good, and it sounded really great, and then the people being that close. It was a very special moment for us.
You said when we walked in the studio that you guys were a little bit nervous because you hadn't rehearsed for this show.
You know, you got to remember every type of event is different. So this is so different to playing a bigger venue. And
normally the weddings, funerals, bar mitzvahs.
Sure.
I mean, it takes
now,
its toll.
For each wedding, we spend a minimum of a week rehearsing.
Now, Kevin, just one word of advice. You might need this. You don't know when you might need this. But this is a piece of advice. The last time we played the clubs, did you know that The Edge here on my right and Larry Mullen on my left were in a country band called the Drifting Cowboys, briefly, and
you said you weren't going to bring that up.
And
I'm just saying.
What was the advice that Eric Stone gave you if you're in a club and things are not happening?
He said, and this is, he gave me two gems of advice. He said, I have to do it in his act. He says, okay. He says, no, seriously. He's, first of all, you got to realize there's no money in rock. If you formed a country band, you'd be working 8 nights a week on the bookings we have to turn down. Right? So, form a country band. And then he says, if you're ever in a gig and they're not, the crowd aren't dancing, he says, go for the foxtrot. But go for the foxtrot. Always, every time, it's going to get them going.
And every night you're playing a stadium, you go, but we didn't follow that guy's advice.
I know. I actually don't even know what a foxtrot is, but I'm sure he was absolutely right. I'm sure he was.
If there was anyone in this band who could do one, it'd be you.
You said you lost your place at one point tonight. Is that true?
Yeah, I did, actually, in a very terribly embarrassing situation. We are currently on the tour are doing a new arrangement of Sunday Bloody Sunday, and it's a totally different part. Key, everything's different. And I have to say that as a musician, I rely on muscular memory. So I was playing the classic Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Show them your muscles, the edge.
Very good. Look at that.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of memory in there. I couldn't remember the guitar part for Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Wow.
It was really weird. So I faked it for the first bar and then kind of...
What's your name?
We're here with YouTube backstage at the Roxy after their K-Rock show. You talked about the tour that you're on, and of course you still have some dates at the Forum. You're getting rave reviews on the show, which must make you so happy. You put so much work into it. You take it out on the road, and people love it. That's a great. That's got to be a great feeling for you. But why? You've done the stadiums. I know you had the biggest tour of all time last time. Now you're working five times as many nights for the same amount of money. Why? That seems like a bad business move, you guys.
We got a great work ethic. That's our whole thing. We reckon it makes us a better band.
Because that's what you need to do is play more shows to get good.
Play more shows.
We had this thing against traveling too much, so we thought if we just stayed in one place and played more shows, we wouldn't have to travel so much. You'll see when you come to the show, you're coming, and it's very special. And the stuff we could do, because we didn't have a sky that we had to hang things out of, which makes it hard, when you're in a building, you can do some magic stuff. The technology that's available now to shrink a venue like the Forum and turn it into a club is there. And we're always pushing out that envelope. You know, we're always trying to do something different. We found something very different.
You guys seem to try to up your game every single time you go out on the road with the Zoo TV, all the different, you know, video and everything else that's happening. Is this really the first chance that anybody has had to put speakers on the ceiling? And why wasn't that tried before?
Well, it's all around the ceiling. Yeah, it's a sort of surround system. And you're exactly right to ask that question. I think it's to do with the new technology and weight. I think they've found a way of making speakers light enough to be able to surround you with them. By the way, if you're having a shite gig, this is not good news. Everyone can really hear.
You pull people from the audience. You did it tonight, sort of. You pull people in the audience at the Forum shows. Ever have any bad experiences with that or bad surprises with the person where they did something you didn't expect?
Are you kidding?
Your eyes lit up, Edge.
This is the great thing about a live show with you two is you really don't know what's going to happen. And sometimes pulling somebody on from the crowd can be a metaphysical experience. And sometimes it bombs so
good
badly.
Good word, metaphysical, Edge.
What's it's the shortest absolutely amount of time that you've had somebody on stage before you got him back off?
Oh, yeah. No, there have been some arm wrestling and the odd fisticuff. Some people get very excited. We had to give a fella Ritalin the other night. This last show, we had a guy, I just saw him. I said, wow, there's myself in the crowd. I went, no, that can't be myself because I'm myself. But it was a lookalike. And I mean, it was
the guy that looked just
the
like
split of me, you know, tall, skinny, intelligent, with a sense of humor.
Sure.
And I pulled him out of the stage. It turns out he's in a band locally, a U2 lookalike band, doppelgangers called Hollywood U2. He sang beautifully. But it was kind of weird because
Can I admit something, Bono?
10 years ago. What?
He actually knew the song Sweetest Thing better than we did. I have to admit that. Because we, you know, time has been short, to be honest, setting the tour up. So sometimes we've been playing the songs and we've cut a few corners rehearsing. It's like, you know, it's like, it goes something like this. Sweetest name. Oh, that'll do. That dude knew every melodic twist and turn that he went in the middle eight. I mean,
did he actually sing it better than Bono?
No, he sang bits we weren't even including in the song because we'd forgotten they existed.
We're amongst friends.
No.
It's K-Rock here.
Honestly, that's No. He did not sing better than you.
Right.
No
hey,
way.
What do you think?
But he knew the song better, which is slightly embarrassing.
Well, I know they're sold out, but these Forum shows are beautiful, and we're hearing nothing but raves about it. And the new album has gotten a second life. I know you wanted these songs to breathe and for people to see them live and to see the reactions.
That Song for Someone tonight.
Song
is
for
that
Someone.
Crazy?
I mean, that is becoming...
At the end of a show, to play that
beautiful
an encore... I was staggered by that.
That song and Every Breaking Wave, I mean, there are several things on the record that I think people are kind of rediscovering now as you're out there taking it around, and it's just beautiful, guys.
Yeah, well, K-Rock chose Song for Someone first. I just want to remind the world.
We love you. Thanks so much for doing this. We had the best time in the world, and you're welcome anytime on K-Rock. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
She is one of the stars of a little film that we like to call San Andreas. Why do we like to call it that?
It's the name
of the movie. Yeah, she is Alexandra Daddario, and she joins us later on this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Plus, we've got a coworker who's clipping his toenails at K-Rock. That's not what you do at work. That's not what you do at work. Exactly. First, though, the Kevin and Bean Afro line is on the air. That's our voicemail. You can call us anytime you want and leave a message on any topic. 323-520-AFRO.
All right, so I'm a Kings fan, and Al is a Kings fan. We're getting a lot of calls on this particular topic.
Don't worry, Kevin. I'm sorry your Ducks lost, but they'll get them next game. Go Ducks. Kevin and the Ducks, an unbeatable team. Painted orange, right, Kevin?
Well, you are a fan long time, him.
Nah, I did ruin that question, but I'm not a fan, and so people everywhere are torturing both of us, actually.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Allie. Quack, quack, mother.
Right?
Now, technically, can you put mother effer next to the word quack, quack?
It doesn't seem,
it doesn't seem like it would fit.
It doesn't
but...
seem right.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
The Anaheim Ducks can suck a big fat LA Kings, mother. See you next season, you quacking assholes. Let's go, Blackhawks!
Wow. Now, Kevin, you have been, although the Ducks are your mortal foe,
yeah,
you have been watching all of these games.
Yes, I have.
Because you're rooting for Chicago, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And that doesn't seem to be happening, but Game 7 is tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say 5 o'clock on NBCSN. This is a different topic, perhaps.
Good morning. Good morning. It smells like vagina again.
Huh. Where's this?
I'm not exactly sure.
Okay.
Your show is like taking a... It feels weird, but feels so good once it's over.
Never really thought of it that way, but okay. This guy never needs to call again.
Yeah. That's nice. Real nice. Yeah.
Right? He doesn't need to call ever again.
Yeah, we're good.
Allie's getting some love.
Allie McKay. If Brad Garrett has his way, he'll make you howl like a mutt. You're going to put it in your... Hey.
Was there some love connection between you and Brad Garrett when he was in that I'm unaware of?
I thought, honestly, it was between him and Pan over there. Chip.
He definitely had the eye for Chip.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he could have had any of us. Probably.
Allie McKay. This next guy has his way. His name is Bill Regina.
What?
He's going to stick it in your ear.
See, I thought he was going to go somewhere different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all expected another rhyme. I don't know what's happening with that young man.
Hey, Allie. I got you some nectar here. Know what I'm talking about? Know what I'm saying? What's up with Ralph saying toad? Say small words. Can't say it. Totally. That's really going on. And being healthy. Healthy whatever. Okay, bye.
I think I just had a lot of random thoughts.
He did have many items on his mind.
Here's a song for Bean.
Hey, Bean, you're such a dick. Your smile frightens me.
I don't think Matt Bellamy had to do that.
It was nice of him to call the Afro line and do that. Here's something that I didn't realize Bean did. We get stuff pointed out to us all the time of perhaps we overuse certain words and whatnot.
Is it by the way, Bean? Hey, Bean, is it by the way? Is it by the way? But, I mean, is it by the way? Is it BT Dubs? Is it BT Dubs, Bean? Hey, Bean, is it by the way? Is it by the way, Bean? Hey, Bean, is it by the way? Hey, Bean, is it by the way? Stop saying by the way.
All right, in my defense, by the way, I don't say it that often.
Apparently, that guy says you do.
By the way, he does. And we have a request.
Hey, what's up, fool?
Rudy, dog. You know, Rudy Cisneros.
Rudy! It's Rudy.
I just woke up from Cinco de Mayo. It was like a couple days ago.
Well,
I don't know what happened, fool. Like, everything was dope. You know, I was at Chevy's. I was, like, with my homeboys partying, dog. I was a Creeper and Little Donut and Bum.
Sure.
And, like, it was dope. And then, like, I don't know. I just woke up right now. I don't got no clothes on, and there was, like, boom, boom in my bed, and my pitos are, like, you know, there's, like, crazy stuff on my pito.
I
just want to say, like, if you knew what happened to me, or, like, if I was with you guys, and, like, you know, give me a call, let me know what happened, fool, because, like, my head's all bunked, dog. Anyway, keep your head up, fool.
Okay. We don't know what happened there exactly.
Right.
So. Rudy's,
you know, it's been a long time since we've heard Victor Fuentes.
Ooh.
I feel like we need to bring that back since Ali's in the crew now. Let's do it.
Victor Fuentes is like the original Rudy, man.
I love
the OG.
Victor Fuentes. This guy is so funny.
You know who this is, Ali? Mm-mm.
Oh, you're going to love him so much.
Called the 911.
Fire department operator 75. What's the address, please?
16121. Hello. Hello.
I'm here. What's the address? I'm waiting for you to tell me.
16121 Harris.
How old are you?
I'm 19, homeboy.
You're a male?
I'm a male, motherfucker. Of course.
What happened to you?
I fell down. I want them to check my head or my finger because I'm kind of cutting.
You fell off of what?
What?
What'd you fall off of?
There's like, man, too much information and man. Mm-hmm.
You've been drinking it all tonight?
What?
Have you been drinking it all tonight?
A couple. Hey, you don't got to bring all that siren and just come like quiet and
oh, yeah, okay.
And pick me up and that's thing, turn to a memorial hospital.
That's where you want to go?
Yeah, just let me. I got insurance and all that piece.
Oh, fantastic. They don't think they'll really care, though. They'll try to give you the best help they can.
All right, Holmes.
You having any trouble breathing right now?
Hell no.
Okay, good. Any nausea or vomiting? You think you're going to throw up at all?
No.
How about pale, cool, or sweaty skin? Like you're going into shock?
No.
Okay.
Sit. Like going to sleep and
all right. Well, sit there with the phone right now and wait for us to get there to help you out. If anything changes, just call us right back, okay?
All right, listen.
What's your name so we know who we're looking
Victor for? Victor Fuentes.
All right, Victor. We'll be there in just a moment.
All right, listen.
Bye-bye.
I love that guy so much. I love him.
What?
Hey, B-Mix's guest, you guys.
B-Mix's guest, yeah.
Ooh, ooh.
B-Mix's guest, yeah.
Who gets penis slapped?
Penis a dick.
Pretty dope, man.
Just wanna tell ya.
I am the dumbest human that ever lived.
Now it's time for B-Mix's guest.
Yes. Oh, behave.
That theme always reminds me of Austin Powers
it
for
does.
Some reason.
Ralph has a theory that I have a condition, and part of that condition is that I love lists.
Theory.
But the truth is I do love
you
lists.
You love lists more than anything in the world. Bean makes up lists of just to have them.
Right. Lists are one of my five favorite things in the world. I've made that list. Yeah. So every once in a while I like to go to a site that is nothing but lists. It's called Ranker.com. Now, this is a crowdsourcing site where they put out a topic, and the audience weighs in and votes, and it makes a list of who's voted for what.
B-Mix's guess, yeah.
21,000 people responded to this one. And this is going to be a B-Mix's guess where I think there are going to be so many great answers. We're only going to try to figure out the top 10, but you guys are going to come up with a lot more than that. This is not one of those where you're going to be scratching your head trying to come up with anything to fill in the list. Because
Speak for yourself. I always have to scratch my head and try to think of
the list.
First
is,
he has to find his head, and then he has to scratch it.
The most inspirational sports movies of all time. Inspirational sports movies. Now, I assume they intentionally said inspirational rather than best or something like that, because we're talking about the ones where
most sports movies
So this is the triumph of the underdog, or this you guys know what I'm talking about. I'm sure you all have a million guesses already in your mind. So let's see if we can come up with the top 10. We'll keep points. Ali McKay's got the list there. Kevin, as usual, you go first.
I've scratched my head first.
The Water Boy.
We are looking for the top. We are looking for the top ten, and I am sorry to say,
no, that was a joke.
I'm sorry to say, the Water Boy. Oh, it was a joke. Okay.
Yeah. There's no time limit on this because I know an old one. I want to guess
whatever you want.
Hoosiers.
Hoosiers is, I think, is a fantastic guess, and that's why it's number four on this list of the most inspirational sports movies of all time. Ralph Garman.
Well, you know, there's a certain film, you know, it means a lot to me personally.
Uh-huh.
You know, you don't have to be all mentally regular.
Right.
Because it's about, you know, a boxer.
And what's it called?
It's from Philadelphia,
the
you know.
The film would be named?
Southpaw, South Jersey,
and
you
the
know.
The title is?
And he's got a girlfriend. They go, you know, ice skating.
And if I went to Netflix, I wouldn't find that movie.
Skate,
I would look
you
up.
You know, it's bad for the ankles because, you know, you got to stay in shape for, you know, fighting.
Ladies
and
gentlemen,
you know?
Rocky is number one Boom! On the list of the most inspirational. How could it not
Someone
be?
Someone give me a mic so I can drop it, please.
How could it not? All right, so we have number one, number four. Ellen McKay, you're up.
This movie is not inspirational to me because I went to Boston College and we aren't very fond of this school.
Okay, doesn't matter.
We're Rudy!
Number three, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Rudy. Great you. Guess.
Thank you.
Great Rudy. Guess. All right, three for three, guys. Can we keep it going?
Oh, yeah, we can.
It's back to Kevin.
Miracle on Ice.
Are you referring to the movie
Miracle? From Miracle? Is that what you're talking about?
Is that based on the 1980
yes.
hockey
yes.
team?
Yes.
Yes, Miracle.
That is your guess.
Yes.
Is that your final answer?
It's not on there. Okay.
Are you the weakest link? Miracle is number six.
Oh, yes!
Wow.
Wow.
How about that? Great effing movie, too,
that
by
is
the way.
Great. Yeah.
Kurt
Russell's genius in that.
Ruled in that film. All right, yes. You guys are awesome on this. Ralph Garman.
I'm going to need some help on this, but you know what I'm talking about. What is the movie about... The football player that Sandra Bullock takes in. And
yes.
The Blind Side. Is that it? The Blind Side?
Ladies and gentlemen, number seven.
Boom!
Inspirational sports movie of all time, according to Ranker.com. Well done, you guys. All right, Allie, can you keep going?
Don't no. F this up for us, Allie.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know how inspirational it is, but it's one of the best sports movies of all time.
That's not the category. It's inspirational.
But I bet there's a lot of crossover in that list. No.
Brian Song?
That's
no.
It's a TV show. It was a TV movie. It was on television. Not a movie.
Was it
that
really?
Was television.
It wasn't in the
And
movie?
It was
that
a was total bummer.
It was a
bummer,
TV
but it
movie,
inspired
telemovie.
Me not to get disease.
First of all, it inspired you not to get cancer and on television.
Really?
Was Roz from Frasier on it?
How dare you?
How dare you ruin our perfect record?
Yep. You blew it. You just blew the no-hitter in the seventh
Thanks.
Inning is what you just
Good
did.
Work.
All right. To keep the sports metaphors going, Kevin, you're up.
A League of Their Own.
A League of Their Own is a great guess, just outside the top 10 at number 11. But an excellent guess. Ralph Garman.
How about the movie that begat a wildly popular for four people TV series, Friday Night Lights?
I don't know where it came in on the list, but no, it's not on the top 10.
Shocking.
That was a great movie, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
That was a great movie. I'm looking down. Well, I won't waste the time, but there's so many good movies on this list. All right, let's go around a couple more times real fast.
Not sure if it's inspirational, but Field of Dreams.
Number five. Number five. Great guess. So we've come up with number one, number three, number four, number five, number six, number seven. I would say this is
pretty good.
Success. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to need some help like Ralph did.
All right.
This is a movie about a black basketball player.
Wait a minute. A black basketball player?
Wait. No. But in the day, there's a lot of racism.
No,
may have been football. I'm not sure.
Could it have been baseball?
Maybe Jackie Robinson.
Could it be 42? Robinson?
No, but I'll guess that if I can't come up with the actual answer to this one.
With the black basketball player, that one.
Yeah, was the name? It wasn't that long ago either.
Basketball?
Is that player? Good enough?
It's not on this list.
Omar just said in my headphones, Space Jam.
That's right. Remember all the racism that Bugs Bunny had towards Michael Jordan?
I'm guessing that's not it, but let's move on.
Two more guesses. Ralph and Allie rounded out here.
Well, now, you may scoff, but what could be more inspirational than a girl who goes blind and yet continues to professionally ice skate despite her blindness to win the championships? That's right, I'm talking about ice castles.
That's
what?
A terrible.
Come on, she was blind. Please don't let this feeling end. It's
okay,
everything
right.
I am.
Right, sure.
And everything I hope
All right,
for.
Good, excellent.
Bum, bum, bum.
I can who's see okay, what's
who's
mine right,
whose turn is
now?
It?
Allie's got the final guess.
Very inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to be a stripper.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Slapshot.
No, I'm sorry.
That's not
very inspirational to me. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Here's the
Here's the list of the
You're
ones.
The worst at this game ever.
Here's the list of the ones we didn't have, by the way. By the way, in the top 20, Major League is in the Mighty Ducks.
I thought that's why you were bringing it up, by the way.
The Rookie with Dennis Quaid, Cinderella Man, some good stuff. All right, here's your top.
Oh, how did we forget The Natural?
The Natural is at number 10, ladies and gentlemen. That is number 10 on the list.
Robert Redford.
Number 9, maybe we didn't think of this in terms of sports, but I think it's legitimate, The Karate Kid. Number 9. I don't think of it as a sport. Do you?
That's a sport.
That's what they came up with on their list.
Either, but sweep the leg.
Number
the sport is in the title, The Karate Kid. Yeah. I guess it would be legit. True.
Number 8 on the list of most inspirational sports movies of all time. I saw this movie. It was
Vision Quest about wrestling.
Matthew McConaughey starred in We Are Marshall, the true story of that college. Yeah. I think it was a college football team that died in a plane crash. Right. Yes. Then
they ate each other on the mountain,
did.
Right?
In the
soccer player
in Peru, right?
And then we had a bunch that we got. The Blind Side was 7, then Miracle, Field of Dreams, Hoosiers, Rudy, and the only other one in the top 10 we did not come up with, Hayden Panettiere, Ryan Gosling, and Denzel Washington star in Remember the Titans, number 2 on the list of the most inspirational sports films of all time, thanks to Ranker.com. Huh. This has been B-Mix's Guess.
No Ice Castles?
I'm sorry, no.
B-Mix's Guess, yeah.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:57.
Hey, it's that Ralph Garman guy with the Showbiz Beat on a Friday. What's going on?
I got surprising news.
Okay.
Queens of the Stone Age frontman Josh Homme is the new face of East Saint Laurent.
What?
Huh.
Right?
That's a very un-rock and roll thing to do.
That's what I think.
Interesting. That's a very, we don't sell any records anymore because of the music industry, but I can make money over here because I'm pretty.
I guess, and an interesting choice for YSL, too.
Yeah.
Fashion label has an ongoing music project, and they have picked Josh to be the face of their label.
Well, good for him.
It always struck me as he's kind of one of those guys that does whatever he wants to do, regardless of what people think. So it's not that surprising to me.
You should see the photos. He looks very suave. He's got an unbuttoned shirt and his aviators on, hanging out the window of his car, looking very sexy.
He's a good-looking dude.
Yeah. It's a portrait series advertising the fashion line, which also includes the late B.B. King and Joni Mitchell, who I believe has threads coming out of her skin.
That's what she says.
Okay, Joni.
Ah.
And Marilyn Manson has been featured in the past, Daft Punk, Courtney Love, Chuck Berry. So they have a long history of using rock stars in their advertising. And why are you just playing random sounds?
It's fun.
You're
tired.
There's a conversation going on here. Do you give, does you care at all?
Not really.
You're a son of a bitch.
Because that right there made me laugh.
Did you see Rodney last night?
Yes.
Oh, I did. Magical. Yeah. Just there huddled in the corner sitting on a toadstool. It was lovely.
By the way, Rodney.
Like a little imp that he is.
Rock and roll and radio legend Rodney Bingenheimer, the mayor of the Sunset Strip, Hollywood Walk
of
Fame.
He must have felt right at home because he was on the Sunset Strip.
That's
again.
Right, man. How does he look exactly the same as he did 50 years ago?
Because he's a garden gnome. Because he's made of plaster and he's not real.
Wait a minute.
Right, Rod? Rod, right? Am I right or am I right?
Hey.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
But when you look at him, you go, well, that's what Rodney looked like 10 years ago. Then, oh, that's what Rodney looked like 20 years ago.
Made of plaster and he's painted and you just put him in your garden. Just
that's going to be quite something to check out.
It will be something to check out.
Just a surprise. Good to see Rodney. Rodney still hates us, by the way.
Oh, of course. Yeah. He gave me the stink eye from across the room and I said, you know what? I don't blame him one bit.
That's what I think.
I don't feel that way at all.
What?
If I...
How can you not understand why he would hate us with the... With all the intensity of a white-hot sun.
One word, Asperger's. No, because we have actual... We've
improved because, his brand.
No, we joke because we love. But we have actual affection for and admiration for Rodney Bingenheimer.
But
I think
you
he knows
can't...
That.
Okay, but wait.
We never stop showing our admiration and love for Rodney.
You can't take yourself out of your position I'm looking at and look at it in his position. So that we,
if somebody
I would
made
hate
fun
us.
Of you every week,
we don't make fun
sometimes
of Rodney.
Yes, we
on
do.
A daily basis. We wouldn't you say I've had an ass full of those clowns?
I would hate us if I were him.
I went up to Rodney last night. I said, "Rodney, great,
did you?
Great to see you."
I stayed away from
I did. I said, "Great to see you." He's like, "Oh," and then he introduced.
I'm sorry. What did he say?
And then he introduced me to his date, and I said, "I want you to know, I'm a huge fan of this man right here, Rodney Bingenheimer." And she said, "No, you're not."
So apparently,
there you go, Bean.
Apparently, he has spread the word that we're some sort of
shockingly, Bean, you have misread the situation.
How about that? How weird.
So odd that you don't have your finger on the pulse of other people's emotions,
bitch.
I don't know. I just
I've learned that Bean's the wrong guy to go to for that kind
of
info.
I saw Rodney and I let her into the club, by the way.
I was wondering the same
thing. Were they not carding?
She must have had a fake ID. Yeah. I was, see, we don't make fun of Rodney. I was thinking at the time, we cool, right?
But apparently Rodney did not think so. So,
circus freak.
Okay.
That's right. Today's celebrity birthdays, actress Laverne Cox from Orange is the New Black. 31
She's so good on that show.
Terrific on that show. Daniel Tosh, a very funny man, is 40 years old. Noel Gallagher. He's 48 years old today. He, of course, hits melons with a hammer in a comedy show.
Nope. No, that's the guy from Oasis.
Very funny.
Yeah, that's the comedian you're thinking of. This is the same.
I've seen Oasis, Kevin. They never crush a hammer on a watermelon.
They play music. And
right.
Noel Gallagher.
So Noel Gallagher is the one who shoots.
Plays in Oasis.
He's got the Vegematic or whatever, the Sledgematic.
I'm not sure you got that right.
Melissa Etheridge is 54. Actor Adrian Paul is 56. Rupert Everett, also 56 years old today. Annette Bening, lovely and talented actress. I haven't seen a lot of her lately,
no,
however.
No, I haven't either. She's terrific.
She's
terrific.
Easy, Larry. Also married to Hollywood legend Warren Beatty, another guy you never see working. What are they doing with their time, those two?
I think they're enjoying retirement.
I hope so. And composer legend Danny Elfman, 62 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
More passes to the premiere of Entourage coming up later on this morning. And speaking of movies, Alexandra Daddario.
Jeez.
From San Andreas joins us at 9 o'clock. Hey, Lightning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Lightning works in the digital department here at K-Rock. A longtime Kevin and Bean, a family member as well, was the producer for many years, but we like to catch up with him from time to time. You got an issue going on here in the office that I think a lot of our listeners may identify with.
I do. You know what? It had been building for a while, and then it popped. It came to a head, and I had to post something on Facebook, I guess about 3 weeks ago. I didn't even realize that Dennis and Dave just brought it up the other day. He's like, hey, that thing you posted on Facebook, can we talk about that? So this is what I wrote like 3 weeks ago. Dude, you cut your nails every morning in your cubicle. Then you spray Febreze over everyone else's cube an hour before they arrive. They have no idea you do this. You exit the restroom holding a paper towel in your hands, which means you're a germaphobe and you don't want to touch the handle. Seriously, you're more gross than the people you're trying to protect yourself from. Oh, and you have freakish hair. I don't think I like you.
Okay, now.
So this is what I posted.
Now, this is a guy that you work 5 feet from?
He's about 25 feet from.
And you post on Facebook.
And I see him every single day, yes.
You are a coward, sir.
Lightning, when somebody – you're serious? This guy is literally cutting his toenails at his cubicle.
Well, I don't know which nails he's cutting, but okay. He is cutting nails. For sure. And you can hear it across.
You said every day.
I don't. Yeah.
Those are some fast-growing nails. That guy's got bigger problems.
Is he on prenatals?
I might have been exaggerating. It might have been every 2 or 3 days. But where he's getting all these nails, I don't know. But he is cutting them.
Look,
and
at work.
And I can hear it's a distinct sound.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's the Febreze. And so here's the thing.
Now, hold on. So he trims his toenails and fingernails is one problem. Mm. Okay. The Febreze thing. What's that about?
I don't get that because it's not going to help with germs. It just smells.
Yeah, that's not a cleaner. Isn't it just a
– you are correct.
What does Febreze do in real life?
It's just
mass odor.
It's a scent.
Oh, okay. It doesn't really mask it as much. Like when they use it in the bathroom, it just smells like a poo that's in Rose Garden. It's just terrible.
That's exactly okay. Right.
It just never overcomes it.
Right. So is he doing – you've never talked to him about this. I guess you don't know. But do you think he's doing this because he thinks other people smell?
He has to.
Okay.
Like, what other reason could he have for it?
This guy's a nut job.
I don't know. And then his latest thing that he just started a week and a half ago is every 15 seconds. And mind you, I get here really early. I still keep morning show hours. Mm-hmm. So it's just he and I. We're the only people in that side of the building. And I hear this. Wait. 15 seconds later. Just that. And I'm like, good God, I'm going to strangle you. But in some twisted way.
Is that a sinus issue?
It is a cough bark sound.
Now, that's a tough one. Because
I hate it when people cough bark.
Because you don't know what he's going through, if that's a medical issue, he's got acid reflux. That's a delicate one to approach.
But why
wouldn't you talk to somebody you work with who's cutting nails and spraying Febreze everywhere? So, why wouldn't you do that?
Because it's uncomfortable.
How is it uncomfortable?
Well,
I wouldn't have any problem with that.
Yeah, because you're a robot.
I'm not a robot, but I would say, dude,
Why are you cutting your nails at work? Mm-hmm. Nobody needs to see or hear that. Mm-hmm.
All right, we want to take your calls. 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number for bad office etiquette.
Yeah.
Things that you do not want to see at work.
There's something I think I enjoy about how much I hate it. I'm not lying.
There's
something
you enjoy about it.
Well, you know, like, I don't know if I want them to stop because I like – it's a pastime for me, hating it.
Because it kind of adds something interesting and hilarious to your day.
Yes.
I can't believe
and
that guy is spraying Febreze again.
And
right?
Weird, you can't understand it, kind
yes,
of.
Yes. I'm so confused.
So wait, so do you want him to stop or not stop?
I think I do want him to stop, but not right away.
Yeah.
Not right away.
You have him tapered off.
And we're not even and we haven't even scratched the surface. There's another guy back there who cooks bacon. And there's a bacon smell. I know you guys have smelled it, right?
Yesterday, I'm like, who's cooking bacon?
This smells so much like bacon. It was so overwhelming.
It's because it is bacon. That's why.
Now, I don't work in an office, you guys, but isn't it common etiquette to not cook smelly things in a microwave in a community kitchen?
Like fish, yes. But bacon, I don't mind. I am all for bacon.
Okay, right, but then when you smell bacon, you need
you're
bacon.
You're hungry. Yeah.
So my teacher used to say, bring enough for the class.
We need to send you, next time we smell bacon, recon, you go down, you steal bacon.
I like it. Does he put it in and leave the microwave for a second? Does he walk out of the
Yes, you can just steal it. He leaves it in there and it just stews for a while. It's better than broccoli guy that we had before that. Steamed broccoli guy.
Broccoli in the microwave is rough.
That was like someone farting on your face. It was just,
Man. All right. 1-800-520-1067. We're looking for the crazy things that your coworkers do that you can't believe they do at work. Like cooking bacon.
Oh, I smell bacon.
What is that smell?
Oh, I said I smell bacon.
You need to do one for trimming your nails.
Yeah,
I can do that. I can work that out. Song. That would be cool.
All right, we're taking your calls. We'll talk to you next on K-Rock. Thanks, Light. Dear Kevin and Bean, this email begins from Tom. I was a planning commissioner in the town that I live in several years ago and was the acting chairperson for a while. One evening during a presentation, I was hearing clicking in the audience, and it turned out someone was clipping their nails during a meeting.
What?
I stopped the presentation and asked, whoever in the audience is clipping their nails, will you please stop? And it did stop. What the F? I have no idea what sort of a-hole thinks it's okay to spread their nail clippings in a public place. Former producer Lightning of the Kevin and Bean Show, who still works here at K-Rock, just told us he's got an employee nearby in his cubicle who clips his finger or toenails at work.
Yeah, it's such a distinctive sound, too.
Yes, it is. Exactly.
You know exactly what that is.
So that's what we're talking about, is crazy things that your coworkers do that you can't believe they think is appropriate for an office environment. 1-800-520-1067. Let's go to line one first, get Maria going here from San Diego this morning.
Hey, Maria.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Dean. How are you guys today?
We are good, thank you.
Great. What have you had to endure at your job?
Matter of fact, just yesterday, I worked in a office room that literally holds four desks, nothing more but four desks.
Okay.
There's three men in there, and I'm the only female.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if it's tied to a cultural thing, but one of them does not wear deodorant ever. And you know those offices that are tied to the air conditioning next door?
Yeah.
Yes, and you know how that person's never in the office, so it's hot as hell in there, or it's cold as F in there? Yesterday...
I'm getting very uncomfortable right now just with the visualization of your situation.
It was hotter than Haiti in there yesterday, and I was dying. I literally had to go to the conference room and work because I developed a headache from the stench.
Now let me ask you this, because you know, we have a lot of paperwork here at CBS that we have to read about things like that, and that's the type of thing. It sounds like you can go to HR and say it's an untenable work situation because of this, and they would talk to that person. You wouldn't even have to confront them.
Maybe you could start with, "Hey, you smell. What's up?"
Or you could use Kevin's approach.
You know, it's just uncomfortable, and I'm new, and so I can't.
Oh, yeah.
So I just, I endured that yesterday. But people, you know, just please wear deodorant to work. We all would appreciate it.
We all would appreciate
it. That's a good tip.
I think that's fine.
I think you're asking for too much, Maria.
Thank you, Maria. We appreciate the call so much. Line 3, Huntington Beach. Our friend John joins us on the line. John, seriously, tell me what I'm seeing on the screen here is not true.
It's true. How's it going, Kevin? I'm being
very good.
Great. What's up?
We have a really small lunchroom with just one table. And when I sit in there, if this one lady sits there, I have to leave because at the end of her lunch, she flosses her teeth, but not with dental floss. She uses these, like, little bottle brush floss things. It's like this little stick, and it has like a little bottle brush on it. She goes in between her teeth.
Yeah, I've seen those. Yeah, it's like floss with a handle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. And she spits the stuff out, and I'm like,
what? How is she doing that, A, at work, or B, in a public place at work? Why not in the sink in the bathroom?
That I don't understand. I go, what are you doing? She goes, aren't these great? And she's trying to show it.
Aren't these great? They would be great if you did it somewhere else.
So now, are you the type of person who would confront her on that?
I did. Yeah, I am. And so I did. I just said, you can't do that here.
Sweet, good. And?
She got all upset, and she told my boss.
Fine. You're in the right. What did your boss say?
You should leave her alone. She's a long-time employee who's very important.
Oh, that's effed up.
Teeth
that's
seniority.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Not, she has teeth seniority, yeah.
Flossing at work, so, kids.
I eat at my desk.
Yeah, that's better. All right. Thank you very much for the call.
So don't do that, people.
It's another don't do. Let's go to Los Angeles, line 8. It's going to be Charlie. I don't know how deep we want to get into this particular topic.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, good morning, Kevin and Bean.
All right, what have you seen?
Well, for the past couple of years, my colleague, he has a tendency that every time he goes to the bathroom, he's spitting his mucus, his noogies, on the bathroom walls.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
He has a urinal right there.
I know, and I get in at 7 o'clock in the morning, and the walls are literally already filled with noogies. Oh. And for like the past years, they're still kind of just lingering there, dry.
How can you spit on a wall? How is that a thing?
That guy must be doing it to be funny or to be rebellious or something, right? I mean, he doesn't think that's okay.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm actually in the medical field. Not office-based, but in the medical field. So it's kind of...
He works in an OR.
Have you addressed him on this?
Well, we've tried, but it just keeps happening. And what he's not realizing is that when he's doing it and he's spitting it, it sticks on his clothes. So by the end of the day, it's crusty already. And
what?
Good morning, everyone.
How does that happen? I don't know how anyone ever gets to that point where
they go,
yes, I'm going to spit on the wall.
I don't. I mean, look, I pee into bottles at work, but that makes sense, right? That's just normal.
Until you leave them around.
Exactly, yeah. All right, thank you for the call. Kevin, we only have time for one more. Your choice, dealer's choice. Who do you like?
Wow, man.
We got boogers. We got not washing hands. We got more loogies. We got chewing with your mouth open. Who do you like?
Well, let's go to Ann.
All right.
Let's go to Ann in Huntington Beach. Hi, Ann.
Hello.
What happens at work with you?
My coworker likes to undo paper clips and pick her dirty fingernails with them. And then leave them on the desk for me to find.
Leave them on the desk? Why?
Yeah, I don't know. One day I just walk over to her desk. I need to use something there. And then I'm like, what's this paper clip doing? And then I have my other coworker, she picked her fingernails with those.
There's a lot of why going on in this segment, isn't there?
There really is.
A lot of why.
I don't know how people get to the point where they go, this is okay. I'll spit on the wall, trim my toenails.
The trash can's right there. Why can't you just throw it away? It's nasty.
This is why you failed.
Exactly. Thank you for the call, Ann.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:36.
Let's give away some more of those tickets for you two at the Roxy. You guys want to? 1-800-520-1067. Caller 20 if you want
over.
To go. Biggest band in the world.
That show's over.
Smallest club.
It was last night.
You're going to have a great...
It's last night.
It was... Oh, that's right. Hey, we did talk to the guys. We played the interview earlier today. We'll put it up at KROQ.com if you missed. If you want a chance to hear you two. They were delightful. So much fun catching up with them after the Roxy show. Good times.
Frankie the weatherman.
Frankie McDonald, Nova Scotia's most beloved weatherman.
He's the guy who started doing the weather forecast. Was it on YouTube? Is that where
he
started?
Yeah. His YouTube channel, Kevin, has over 10 million views. He is popular all over the world with his weather. And what he does is he monitors weather on his home computer, and then he issues warnings to people. You know, for instance, if there's going to be if there's a chance of a tornado in Oklahoma, he'll come on and he'll make a video just for Oklahoma, and he'll warn everybody. Well, let me give you a little bit of an example of what Frankie sounds like if you haven't heard him.
This is Frankie McDonald, my old TV station live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Massive storm is headed towards Nova Scotia on Tuesday, January 27th, 2015. It's going to bring up to 20 plus centimeters of snow. Then it's going to change over to rain. During snowstorms, going to cause flood and drifts and snow. It's going to be white old conditions, zero visibility. Roads will be real bad. It's going to be snow-covered roads, streets, highways, and Trans Canada Highway, because it's going to be a lot of snow.
A lot of snow. Okay.
A lot of snow.
So, Frankie, he does – I don't think he's trying to whip people into a needless frenzy. I think he's just really excited about the weather, and he urges everybody to make sure to have their batteries and have their radios and have their water and pizza. He just wants you to be prepared. Now, last week we talked about him on the show because he issued a very unusual warning for Southern California. We were very confused about this, and we got Frankie on the line. We're going to find out what he was talking about here.
This is Frankie McDowell, my own TV station live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Attention, citizens of California. Severe tackle warning has been issued for California. It's going to be a lot of tacos will be falling from the sky. In the state of California, it's going to bring a ton of tacos will be falling from the sky. Uh-huh. In the state of California and the surrounding areas, people in California, you need to be prepared for a lot of tacos. A
lot of tacos. All right. Frankie McDonald joins us on the line from Nova Scotia right now. Hey, Frankie.
This is Frankie McDonald, my own TV station live from Sydney, Nova Scotia.
Frankie, great to have you back on the show. Please explain, why is it raining tacos in California?
That was a joke I made about the weather.
Oh, okay, so you're not confused or concerned that there's actually food falling from the sky.
No, that was me doing a very funny joke about the weather, about tacos coming out of the sky.
Okay.
Now, did you make up the joke or did somebody else give it to you?
That was my joke. It was a joke okay. I made about tacos All coming right. out of the sky as if tacos are weather.
Right. All right. All right, well, good. Well, maybe we'll ask you about the weather before we go. But there's another story with Frankie McDonald in the news this week about a guy who is such a fan of yours, Frankie, and I'm sure you saw this, that he got a tattoo of your face on his leg.
Yes, on May 22nd, 2015, a gentleman got his face of Frankie McDonald on my own TV station live from Nova Scotia right on his own leg.
His name is Ernest Acosta. He was in Odessa, Texas, and he went in and he had a photograph of you and they put it on his face. I mean, that's an ultimate tribute to have somebody put you on their body for life.
It's very flattering for Frankie McDonald, my own TV station live from Sydney, Nova Scotia, to be appearing on somebody's leg, putting ink into his skin.
Frankie, did you think it looked like you?
I did think it looked like Frankie McDonald, his own TV station live from Sydney, Nova Scotia. The tattoo was very much resembled Frankie McDonald from my own TV station live from Sydney, Nova Scotia.
Now, do you think it was a good idea for somebody to do this, or did he take his fandom too far?
It was an excellent idea for that gentleman to put a tattoo of Frankie McDonald on my own TV station live from Sydney, Nova Scotia, and write live on his own live leg.
Now, is that the only one that you've heard of, or are other people doing it?
To the best of my knowledge, it's the only tattoo for Frankie McDonald from his own TV station live from Sydney, Nova Scotia. Everyone has ever tattooed on his body.
Frankie, what is it, if you don't mind me asking, what is it that you find so fascinating about the weather? Why do you spend so much time telling people what their weather is going to be, sometimes thousands of miles away from where you live?
The weather affects everyone, rich or poor, if I'm single or married. Everyone has to have the weather and to deal with the weather. It's the most important information you can have. That's why Frankie McDonald, myself, from my own TV station, live from Sydney, Nova Scotia, like to give weather to everyone.
All right, since we have you and we're heading into the weekend, is there anything we need to look out for in Southern California?
This is Frankie McDonald, live from my own TV station, live from Sydney, Nova Scotia. Major warming trend is on its way for Los Angeles and Southern California Friday, May 29, 2015. Los Angeles, California will be having a major warming trend, which means temperatures will be reaching 80 degrees Fahrenheit with partially cloudy, partially sunny conditions. Then on Saturday, May 30, 2015, Los Angeles, California will continue a major warming trend, which means temperatures will be reaching 82 degrees Fahrenheit with partially cloudy conditions in the morning with increasing sunshine. Sunshine in the afternoon. Temperature will be 82 degrees Fahrenheit. A major warming trend is on its way for Los Angeles and Southern California. On Friday, May 29th and May 30th of 2015, it will bring lots of sunshine and warm temperatures. There will be a lot of sun with no precipitation. The moist air is coming mostly from the Gulf of Mexico. That will cause a major warming trend in Southern California from the people in Southern California.
Calm down.
So be prepared and get your flip-flops, your cargo shorts, sun visors, T-shirts, tank tops, swimsuits ready. Order your pizzas and your Chinese food, other good summer summertime food. Maybe have a barbecue. Buy cases of Pepsi and Coke. Do your sunscreen shopping. Don't wait till the last minute. Do it right now. Have your iPads, your iPod, your cell phones, laptops, and tablets charged. Have your 3G and 4G internet connectors running just in case the power goes out. Dude, the air conditioning is running day and night. Have your flashlights, generators, crank up, radio, extra batteries, and battery operated lanterns ready. When you're driving your car, turn on your air conditioning, or perhaps you can roll your windows down to get some fresh air. Or if you have a convertible car, put the roof down on the convertible car and allow the sunshine and warming temperatures to enter inside your car in Southern California. The major warming trend is on its way for Los Angeles and Southern California on Friday, May 29, 2015. It will bring sunshine and warm temperatures,
right,
especially in Los Angeles County and the cities surrounding it.
Right.
Agoura Hills, California. Uh-huh. Alhambra, California.
No, you don't have
Arcata,
to name.
California.
Right.
Artesia, California.
Just the area.
Southern California. Azusa, California. Baldwin Park, California.
Right.
Bell, California. Okay. Bell Gardens, California.
No, we got
Bellflower, California.
We got it, Frankie.
Beverly Hills, California.
Skip this part.
Bradbury, California. Burbank, California.
No, we understand the whole area. He's
Carson,
up to the
California.
Seas.
Cerritos,
yeah.
California. Okay. Claremont, California.
Everybody's Southern California. California. Warm weather.
Compton, California. Covina, California.
Okay, Frankie.
Cudahy. Cudahy. What the hell kind of name city is that?
I don't know, to be honest.
Cudahy. C-U-D-A-H-Y.
It's a, apparently it's a place, Frankie.
Huh.
Okay. How does it happen?
Just put them on.
No, look.
Just put the headphones on.
Ew.
How do headphones get worn down to the nub? Who's wearing them? Sandpaper head? Mr. Sandpaper Head?
That's a valid question.
Do we have a DJ here named Sandpaper Head? Because how can you wear the pads on ear and headphones down to the nub? It's worn down as if someone took a sander to it.
Yeah, I don't understand how that happens. It's deteriorating completely.
Someone rubbed it against limestone for a day and a half.
It is unusual deterioration.
That's a weird place for them to run to wear down,
yeah,
right?
Agreed, yeah.
Can you hear okay?
What?
Hey, guys, I can't believe I have to tell you guys this, but we have a beautiful young actress named Alexandra Daddario who's joining us next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Daddario.
She co-stars in San Andreas out today.
I just should we send Bean for food?
I just want to remind you guys, nobody be creepy, all right? Let's treat her with respect.
Great idea, Bean.
Have some sex.
I know that we've all seen her boobs in True Detective, but that's not what this is about. We're not on to talk about how hot she is. She's not here because we want to, you know, ogle her. Let's all just be professionals and treat her like the professional that she is. That's all I'm saying.
I resent the fact that you are talking about her boobs and ignoring her ass. Because that was a
well,
thing
she's
of beauty.
The real deal is the thing. But let's try to
she's
be
a Vander Holyfield.
I'm just saying, let's be good, you guys. Let's be good. Let's make our audience proud the way we handle her.
Our audience has never been proud.
Well, I'm saying it's time. It's time to turn over a new leaf. All right, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat, and then, if I didn't mention it, Alexandra Daddario.
Speaking of unhealthy attractions, Allie, I thought you'd enjoy to know that there's a Conan O'Brien contest going on.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I know.
Have you entered already?
First?
No, she's
it's first.
The studio one, right?
You get to live in the rafters of Conan's studio.
So good.
That's awesome.
At least for a night.
Huge upgrade from her car.
That's true. For someone who's living in their car on the street, this would be a night indoors for Allie.
She doesn't even care about Conan. She just wants cover.
She just wants to sleep in some place that has heat.
Aren't you going to be able to miss rolling your head out the window and looking up at the stars, though, Allie?
Just hateful.
You get to spend the night in the rafters of the Conan O'Brien studio.
Now, what's this about?
Thanks to the good people at Airbnb. Hmm. If you're familiar with Airbnb, these are the people who open up their homes and charge you for it. And you go and you stay with them all over the world.
Right.
Very popular.
They own his rafters?
No. Oh. They're doing a promotional stunt involving the Airbnb website where you get to stay in Conan O'Brien's studio overnight. You even get free parking, they say, because you get Conan's parking space will be thrown in as well. Conan will interview the winners.
Oh, wow. Sorry.
And you get a bird's eye view of a taping of his show. You get to be up there while he's taping a show. You can look
in
the rafters and look down on the show. It's like very Phantom of the Opera creepy about all of this.
I like it.
Conan asked the following questions about those who would like to participate. Are you a fan of rafters built in 1927? Do you admire the kind of craftsmanship that only existed for a brief moment between the two world wars? Then this contest is for you. You look down from the very rafters that kept a watchful eye on the filming of such classics as Mildred Pierce, The Big Sleep, and The Karate Kid Part 2.
Okay.
So you get to...
those are all comparable movies.
You get to spend an evening in the rafters.
Allie, why have you not entered this yet?
Again,
you're assuming she hasn't.
It was just yesterday when it came out.
Well, you got to get
busy,
on it.
But,
yeah.
Wow.
You have to enter it before Monday.
That's but you won't meet Conan, right?
I don't
so
know.
You can't
no,
enter
will.
This.
He interviews
the that's what
right. She won't.
So she can't. So she can't enter it because she'll freak out too much.
But
this
how
is
cool,
why you fail.
Right, Mignota? But how cool to look down on him and like see his hair. It's so majestic, like straight on. Can you imagine looking down on his hair?
Hakaloogie.
Can you give us your speech about not embarrassing ourselves again?
Right, exactly.
I didn't realize we needed it now.
Allie, keep it in your pants.
How dare you? I love you, Conan.
A Miami pastor has posted two videos of Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez hanging out at his church. See, they're children of God, these two.
Are they back on?
Apparently. One video shows Selena praying, and the other shows Justin getting seconds of the sacramental wine. He's going up for another cup during communion just to get a good load
Wait,
on.
Did you say it was a preacher?
A preacher, a Miami pastor.
So he's up there, like, taking photos of them?
He's got his camera out. And he's
all right, Bieber, let's do it again. Let's do it again.
Video. Was the sea of phones last night at U2 insane?
It was,
when
yes.
they went on stage?
Yes. Yeah, it was crazy.
Through most of the show, the sea of phones.
Everyone's hands were in the air holding their phone. I
like to take pictures. I like to get good pictures at places like that.
I
but then
too.
There's also a time to enjoy the show.
I take a couple pictures, and then I put my phone away.
Yeah.
And I enjoy the live experience that's happening in front of my face.
When Bono threw the water, though, did you see the sea
yeah,
of phones
Yeah, everybody
go
went down.
Down.
It was great.
It was sweet.
Yeah.
We talked to the boys. I don't think it made the interview that we aired earlier, but we talked to them about if it's distracting for them to no longer see a sea of faces in the audience now, to just see a
just
sea
cameras.
Of phones. And they said it is, and Bono pointed out that it's difficult for people to clap.
No, you said we tried to get them to clap and they couldn't.
Nice.
They couldn't because they're all got one hand in the
that's
air.
Funny.
Huh.
That being said, there's a ton of pictures and videos.
Yeah.
Plenty.
Taken from that night on the interweb, you can find out.
Look, take pictures, but don't be the guy in front of me that is videotaping every second of the show.
All night long.
And the roof, the floor, other people. Like, he's not even focusing on
he's
the show.
He's making a documentary,
what
basically,
the hell?
On his phone. That it was a great event last night, and thanks to everyone who came out. And see Tom Rowe? Tom in the crowd?
I didn't. I didn't see
Tom
any
was right
celebrities.
Behind me. He was right behind me, and I said hi, and he said hi to you guys. And
I love Tom.
He had a great time at the show, so it was good times. I didn't see any of the Duggars at the thing last night. I was hoping the Duggars would show up. One of the 19 and counting Duggars.
I don't think they're making the rounds.
That controversy is still going on. The TLC series is still off the air because, of course, Josh Duggar's recent confession that, you know, you molest a few underage girls.
That are your sisters.
Some of them are your sisters. Some of them, sure, were just strangers and friends.
That is an ugly story.
So now they're speculating, this comes from sources close to the network, that they may spin off characters, people from that show, into a new series featuring less creepy Duggars.
Like, are they calling it that?
Like newlywed Jill and her husband Derek Dillard. And Jessa and Ben Seawald, they are the newlyweds of the Duggar family, who are, of course, expecting their first children. I'm sure they will have litter after litter as well.
I'm sure Uncle Jim, or whatever his
Josh.
Name is, Josh, is not going to be invited over.
Probably not. You won't be tapped for any babysitting duties anytime soon.
Doesn't it seem like maybe we should just bid that family adieu?
Right?
Just
thank don't we
yes.
let them
yes.
loose?
Yes.
Thanks for your time, but the whole...
Don't we put them on the raft and then just push them away from the ship?
I think we do.
Right? Give them a canteen of water.
Dude molested his own family.
Give him a bag of rice and just push the raft off and look. May God take care of you now.
Kids are cool, but at the same time, they're kind of dumb.
Right.
Black kids.
Oh, there's no African American children at all.
Inappropriate.
Rodney was there last night.
He was.
Oh, right.
He had a good time. Rodney, did you enjoy seeing you too?
Yeah, I love you too. Great band.
Uh-huh.
They had hits in the 80s.
They did. You love the 80s, right?
I love the 80s.
Yeah. How do you feel about the 90s?
I hate the 90s.
Okay.
I live in the rafters at the Roxy.
That's what I've heard. Did you enjoy Bean's conversation with you?
Brian.
Bean came up and said he was a big fan of mine.
Yes, I am, and yes, I did.
My date said no.
Yeah, she rejected that. I think you had already poisoned her by trying to turn her against you before I met her.
Wish I could poison you.
Oh, Rodney.
All right, that's Godhead.
Okay.
Poisoned another band from the 80s.
Right.
Love the 80s.
Right.
Hate the 90s.
Yeah, not a fan of the 90s.
Marcia Brady could never pass the pencil test.
Well, that's a good point. It's tough to argue.
I don't even know what that means, and I said it.
Thanks, Ronnie. Thanks for coming by. Today's celebrity birthdays. Composer Danny Elfman, 62 years old today. Actress Annette Bening turns 57. By the way, just working a ton. Remember I said last hour I hadn't seen her in a while?
Yeah.
She's making like 9 movies right now. Yeah,
apparently she's in everything that's in theaters right now. We didn't know it.
She was in Danny Collins, the new Al Pacino movie that just came out recently.
Okay.
And she was working on a bunch of other films, and she's on the...
I like you so much better when you're naked.
Yeah, thank you, Rodney.
Wow.
Rupert Everett is 56. Adrian Paul, also 56. Alyssa Etheridge is 54. Noel Gallagher of Oasis turns 48. Daniel Tosh is 40. Pelle Lindqvist of the Hives is 37. And actress Laverne Cox is 31 years old today. A lot of people saying, why no bell for Laverne Cox? To which I say, you're goddamn right. Why no bell for Laverne Cox, Bean?
Yeah, I mean, she's a big girl, but she's pretty.
She's beautiful.
Okay.
I think she's beautiful.
I accept that complaint from the audience. Sure.
All right, then. We've made a little headway here.
She's just the wrong guy in charge of the bell.
She's just a little mooey, that's all.
Mooey?
Yeah. I'm just... Look, she's pretty.
She's beautiful.
Gave her a bell.
Yeah, but then called her mooey.
Yeah.
Sort of defeats it.
Her heart certainly wasn't in it. That much I know.
Mission accomplished.
It was a hollow bell at best. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We talked to listeners yesterday on the phone who were terrified by the trailer of San Andreas. Remember the girl who called in, said she couldn't sleep, saw the trailer, kept her up all night, wouldn't let her husband sleep.
Kept her husband up all night, yeah.
And because, you know, it's a super sensitive topic because we live in earthquake country in Southern California. But I'm saying this movie makes me feel better about the eventual San Andreas earthquake because now we know we got Rock in a helicopter. Now we're going to be fine, you guys. Rock in a helicopter is going to make everything better. San Andreas in theaters everywhere today. She plays Blake in the film. That's the wrong clip. She plays Blake in the movie. Her name is Alexandra Daddario, and she joins us for the first time on the Kevin and Bean Show. Alexandra, so nice to have you on. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
It is our pleasure. Where do we start with you? Well, first let me start with this. I had no idea how much work you had done as an actress for the last 15 years. I'm like a lot of people who thought, wow, she came out of nowhere to blow our minds in True Detective, but that was a long time coming, right?
Yeah, and I think it's like that with a lot of actors. I think, you know, you'll see somebody in something and they'll break out, but it was a long road to get there. So I think that was a little bit of what it was like with True Detective.
Yeah, and even, I mean, starring in movies like Texas Chainsaw and the Percy Jackson movie, but then True Detective. Now, did that change your life almost overnight once that high-profile HBO show hit?
Yeah, it totally did, and it was totally unexpected. I had no idea that when I did that show that I knew it was going to be a great show, but I had no idea it would do the things for my career that it did. And San Andreas I booked almost directly after True Detective came out, so... It's given me a lot more opportunity to do different kinds of movies.
Does it make you super nervous when you see things like Hollywood It Girl and stuff like that, where they kind of, does it feel like pressure on you to just make all the right moves now?
Yeah, I'm freaking out. I think it's fun. I love what I do, and it's nice. I've been waiting to have an opportunity for these kinds of opportunities to come along, so I think I'm prepared in some ways. It's not just thrown on me, so I think it's actually been helpful that I've been doing this for so long.
Why'd you say yes to San Andreas?
It's a huge movie, so you get to do all kinds of things you've never done before. I thought the script was awesome, and I got to play The Rock's daughter, which was awesome, and we saw it in Australia, which, you know, it was just every single element of the whole film just seemed like an adventure, and it was just something I couldn't say no to.
How many of the stunts did you do, and which was the scariest?
I did. I tried to do a lot. I really like doing stunts. I think it brings out a good quality in myself, and I think it helps with character development to actually go through what the character's going through.
Mm-hmm.
I like doing, we did all the water tank work. You can see in the trailer there's a tsunami that hits, and we worked in this gigantic tank that's one of the biggest in the world. And it's kind of disgusting in one sense, because you're with, you know, in the same body of water with hundreds of people for weeks on end. But
no, that sounds great. That sounds really fun.
but it's so cool, because they build an entire set and submerge it underwater, and everyone has oxygen tanks, and you can sort of see everyone setting up, and they throw water on you, and they can suck it up and dump it on you, so you actually get pushed back. And that was difficult, but really cool. I probably will never do anything like that again.
Now, when you say weeks underwater, how long is that mm-hmm. sequence in the movie?
There's a good, I'm not sure exactly the time, but there's a good chunk of the movie where after the tsunamis hit, where we're
wet.
You know, wet and or submerged and or about to be, and that was all done in the water tank.
That sounds worth it. Then I mean, if sometimes we hear stories of a scene that'll take 11 days to shoot and it's 45 seconds in the movie. You know what I mean? So it wasn't one of those. Right. At least you got a payoff out of it. So
yeah, no, I think you do see a good chunk of time where we're dealing with the tsunami.
Now, you're from New York City, right?
Yes.
Have you been in an actual earthquake?
Yes, I live actually in L.A. now. I've been there for 6.5 years.
All right.
So I felt like there's been a few little ones mm-hmm. since I've moved, but nothing big. I would say, you know, the biggest sort of disaster that I sort of used when I was making this movie was 9/11, actually. But
panic and terror, those kinds of emotions.
The panic and terror, exactly. But it's crazy to feel. The first time I felt an earthquake, my brain didn't even process that it was an earthquake. I thought like someone was moving furniture upstairs.
Yeah, totally.
And like, I didn't even realize that it was an earthquake.
No, I think that's super common too, because I think almost everybody has a few things in their life that they expect are unchangeable. You're going to look up and there's going to be a sky. The ground is going to not move. You just expect those things. And I think it's very disorienting when out of the blue that changes. I totally get that. Man, I hope you never have to be – I mean, I don't think there'll ever be an earthquake as big as the one in your film, but I hope you never have to be in a huge one in Southern California. It's no bueno, Alexandra.
No.
So you're telling her being in a real earthquake is not cool?
I'm saying it's uncool.
All right.
I'm saying don't do it. All right.
Well, I hope the movie is exaggerated and it's a fun, thrilling adventure movie. But I think that if any – thing, it can help people be aware that I wasn't, when I first moved to LA, I didn't even think that, oh yeah, there's earthquakes, it's no big deal. But I think now, you know, people be more aware to be prepared and
what you
need to be prepared and that kind of thing.
Oh yeah, this is great news for Dr. Kate. She's so happy to have people start thinking about earthquakes again. All right, real quick before you go, we heard that you are currently filming a movie with Kate Upton. Is that true?
Yes.
That is going to be the greatest movie of all time.
Wait, you don't even know anything about it.
I don't care. Alexandra and Kate Upton are in this movie? Take my money now.
I appreciate that. I think it is going to be the greatest movie of all time. We're having an awesome time shooting it. We're actually shooting it right now. And I'm about to go to set. And Kate is just, she's awesome. She's so funny and cool. And I think that she's one of the coolest people actually I've met. She's like... I can't wait till people see this movie.
I can't wait till I see this movie. That's what I'm saying.
All right, take it easy.
And I can't wait for San Andreas 2, which is available everywhere today. Alexandra, so great to finally have you on the show. Congratulations on all your well-earned success. We'll talk to you again, okay?
Thank you so much.
That ended.
Come on, Kevin.
I was yelling at Ralph.
Kevin is already on the plane to Las Vegas.
God damn it, Kevin.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q is what I meant to say. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 942.
Don't pretend now. Don't start now saying words with authority like you're...
I care now about my job. I'm a professional.
All right. Ralph, what do you got between now and 9:48 and 30 seconds?
Crabs.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry. I misunderstood the
question. Let's move past that and talk about some showbiz for a couple minutes.
Nope, not yet.
9:48:30, Kevin.
All right. Before I get to the showbiz news, I have passes to give away. The premiere of a movie a lot of people are excited about. It's Eric. It's Vinny. It's Turtle. Johnny Drama. Ari Gold. That's right. It's Entourage.
I believe it's Entourage.
I don't say Entourage. I say Entourage. Entourage. Mm-hmm.
It's actually Entourage.
Entourage. I don't say Entourage.
It doesn't matter what you say.
It's Entourage.
It actually is Entourage.
Do you think in this film, Vinny will have a struggle between the independent movies he wants to do and the big budget Hollywood blockbusters he's being offered?
I will hit you with a wireless mouse.
I'm just asking if you think that might be a plot line in this particular story.
That doesn't sound very threatening.
No, it's not.
Wireless mouse.
It's a little dink. Just to get his attention. Listen. I loved the series.
Will Turtle get involved in a shady business practice he doesn't know will make money or not?
I knew there were familiar elements in that series that were sort of through lines.
Will Johnny Drama be frustrated that his brother is always in the sun and he's always in the shadows and he can't get the roles he deserves?
Why are you always bad?
I'm not bad!
The series, I'm looking forward to the film.
Do you feel there will be a romantic bump for Eric and Sloane? I'm just asking if any of these things might show. Will Ari Gold yell at Lloyd?
Lloyd! Entourage, the premiere is June the 1st at the Regency Village Theater. Plus, you get a copy of the soundtrack. Call me now, 1-800-520-1067. That's the number to call. First five callers who get through with that phone number will be our five winners. The movie Entourage is in theaters everywhere. June the 3rd.
Lloyd!
I love Ari Gold.
I do too.
I love the Piv. I love Entourage. I'm looking forward to it. Another film I'm looking forward to, seeing it up on the big screen, which I haven't done since I was a wee lad, the original summer blockbuster, Jaws. Headed back to theaters to celebrate the 40th anniversary of this landmark, groundbreaking feature motion picture.
Now, how do you think it will translate to an audience that has seen movies now, like The Avengers and San Andreas?
Here is my thought on that. The magic of Jaws, the thing that Jaws retains and has not lost one iota, is the tension and drama of that film. And I think for a group of moviegoers that have been bombarded with visual effects and CGI and nonstop action, and so much is happening, I can't really follow it. The simple, clean, suspenseful narrative of Jaws will actually be a refreshing change of pace and will be as involving as ever. That's my prediction. Because you have to remember, the thing about Jaws was not the shark. It wasn't the moments of terror when it comes leaping out of the ocean. I mean, sure, those were shocking and scary moments, but it's that endless
dread,
yeah, of what's happening. It's the barrels disappearing under the surface of the water. It is the fishing line going slack when you know that the creature is underneath the boat. It's the performances of those three actors, and they're on the screen almost the entire two-thirds of the film. You've got Robert Shaw at the peak of his talents. You've got a young Richard Dreyfuss. You've got Roy Scheider. Just an amazing cast. And it's really just a great, great film.
You will go see this in the
I absolutely cinema. Will go see it on the big screen, yeah, again.
So. Look, it's a great movie. And then people should know, it literally began the summer blockbuster. It was the first summer blockbuster.
Never existed before, right. Jaws. And now, of course, every summer we get bombarded with big budget, big action films. And it's just, I love the film so much. I don't think you can go wrong.
I wonder why Spielberg never made another movie after that. It's just so weird. A guy who seems so talented vanished.
When you do that, I mean, how do you follow up? If you're Orson Welles, how do you follow up after Citizen Kane?
See? There's nothing, so he just retired or died or something, I heard, right?
I think he owns a hobby shop in Monrovia now. Okay. He sells models and model planes and drone helicopters, I think.
He's made a tremendous amount of
modeling
movies.
Clay.
So
I believe a lot of clay is available there.
Seems so talented.
At Spielberg's hobby shop. I think you can find it on...
He's made a lot of movies.
On Sunland
Boulevard. This would be fire if Kevin could think of any of them, by the way. We're all waiting for.
He met a 1941. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Composer Danny Elfman. Speaking of movies,
one of the best.
Who has maybe John Williams, who of course gave us the classic Jaws theme that you heard just moments ago. Maybe, but Danny Elfman. Just what a body of work he's had in motion pictures. Some of the best music you've ever heard in a movie, done by Danny Elfman. And before that, let's not forget about Oingo Boingo.
Yeah, would it kill you to go to Isla Vista and perform again? Would it? Danny?
I think so.
Probably.
He's not here.
Oh.
Danny's not here, Mrs. Darn.
15 seconds, you guys.
All right, just
take it easy.
God damn you, Pete.
Not me.
Get on the plane.
With you.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show. Just Pete.
Thank you, Ralph. Monday morning, we do have...
Maybe not here, Mr. North.
Chris Harrison and his little mosquito hands will be joining
Stop it! Will you stop?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
What is kale? Is that fish?
Yeah.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
It's like if dogs could talk.
Roll another one.
Screw you, America.
Just like the other one.
Spectacular. Just spectacular.
This one seems to be about to quit. And I need another hit.
Kevin, let's see how many Steven Spielberg movies you can name. Go.
Hey, you're supposed to be playing a little funny.
Now we got time.
Go ahead. E.T.
Oh, E.T. Very good.
Yes.
Well done.
That's one.
And others?
Roll another one.
I, myself, am a drummer.
Just like the other one.
He is a dick.
This one seems to be about to end.
Don't put me in that loser crowd.
I don't have another cent.
I'm wasted. I drank the world's largest box of crappy wine.
What could fans of Housewives expect?
Just pass it around.
Yeah, let's just smoke a doobie and pop some loons.
Isn't it dark out there? It sure is.
Just pass it on down.
Direct gremlins?
My fellow Americans, our long national nightmare is over.
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 Leave us. Go.
No!
We have a good time here, don't we?
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
All we are is dust in the wind, dude.